You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
This is Liam Long, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Put down that 7-Eleven Spam Musubi and come get your grind at Cocoa Head Cafe.
I'm Eleka Lincoln, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Aloha.
This is Justin Park at Bar Leather Apron. You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse. This is my friend Chris. His favorite restaurant is...
CP's.
What's going on, everybody? This is DJ Compose, live in your area, and you are now tuned in to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Yeah.
Homes that ain't worth a cent, and homes that ain't worth the rent. Perfect sense, this is the circus that I had to circumvent. If you fly, I'm turbulence. Murder, murder, screaming 12 with a perfect 10. In these streets running around, robbing a f***ing body like a tournament. Once the time is turned, this is the only shit I learned. I put a bridge over my pool, that's for all the ones I burn. I hope you pick up game, it's a pickup game, and winners ball. It's annoying just like the haps, man. That's Biggie Smalls. Dope, give you withdrawal. Why'd you even get your involved? I'm gone off the liquor, I'm sicker than Paul and Carla. Just listen, I'm twisting them raw. Pictured it all. I had to sacrifice. I feel extra blessed tonight. Yeah, they slept on me, I flexed on them and manifested life.
Sleep Time's Over, Season 6, Episode 3, the NBA preview.
That's right, special guest coming.
Yeah, coming.
Well, we mentioned it already.
Yeah, DJ Compose.
Time. Yes.
Our friend and yours.
DJ Compose.
DJ Extraordinaire.
No, can I say something briefly about DJ Compose?
He's not here, so don't worry about it.
He's not here. If I could just say briefly.
What you want to say? What you
want to say? Of all the years of yourself,
all the years.
Myself.
Okay, it's a lot of years.
We're old, okay?
Woo!
Of all of us DJing throughout all the years, and of all the people have come and gone,
right.
Clubs, here things
and,
of that nature.
Here and there.
Still to this day.
God.
Most successful DJ.
Yes.
From 2017 to now, DJ Compose.
Oh, man. I can't even dispute that, bruh.
Okay. All these people, they come and they go, they try and talk the talk and walk the walk.
CMD, bruh. Compose making dollars.
I like it. Put that on a shirt later.
Yeah.
He's the only one.
Yeah.
Because he has evolved and changed with the times. As we've talked about this many times. People need to change with the times.
Our latest passion.
Right.
To his job.
Battle DJ.
And that's no longer a job.
Correct. So just saying, if that doesn't build up the hype, want to tune into.
Man, I sure hope
talk to this guy.
I sure hope the NBA's the NBA preseason preview is going to be.
I don't know at this point. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Yeah, because that's later.
But no, he's coming in.
Yes.
To do that with you. Yeah. He's rabid. No.
He's a rabid
Lakers fan.
Avid Lakers rabid.
Fan, yes. Avid rabid.
I believe so. Avid. He's the only one. That's why I wanted to make sure we had him on the show. Because there's no other Lakers fan, really, that's a hardcore Lakers fan.
Osaku-san, he considers
himself. He's a Lakers fan?
He's a Lakers, he's a Dodgers.
Does he know Anthony Peeler?
I'm sure he does.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. Right.
We gotta ask Compose, who's his favorite baseball team if he has one?
I don't believe Compose watches baseball.
Oh.
I'm gonna see.
Maybe Dodgers? I mean, if it's LA,
it's gonna take a wild guess.
Okay. Football wild team? Guess. Yeah, we need to ask him. Football
once
team.
Again, I'm not a gambling man, but I'm going to say he does not have a football team.
I think he does.
What, the LA Chargers?
No.
Exactly.
No.
You're not going to be in a Rams.
I think it's going to be some odd team like the Chiefs.
You know, you need a football team.
I do, bro.
You need a basketball
team.
You need all the teams.
Bro.
I don't know about it. Okay, so let's go with this then. Weekly recap. Adrian Peterson got traded.
God, peace out, Cardinals, bro.
Did you know? Okay.
Running backs die.
Well, that's quite...
That's Brian. I'll start
that's
with
horrible.
Emmitt Smith, bro.
Well, we jinxed David Johnson, so yeah.
You jinxed David Johnson. You was hyping him up, bro.
I consider us we.
Do you?
Bottom level. Okay, go. Weekly recap
for, like,
here.
MVP
let's go.
Or something?
Never mind what I said. Let's go with it. Weekly recap. What do you got?
No.
What happened to you?
Weekly recap. We really got to get into this, bro.
You're darn right. We got to get
scarred,
into this.
I'm scarred,
bro. What did you do this
past week?
You
know, I don't eat often out to maybe like a little higher end food, you know?
Yes.
So I decided, you know, I have friends in this vast industry.
Well, okay.
You know, before they became them, they were like, you know, reps of smaller companies.
Correct.
So it's great to see the homies get theirs, you know what I mean? On bigger scales.
Yes.
So I was invited to try this establishment called Herringbone.
Okay, yes. I have yet to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you never have yet.
It hasn't come in the rotation yet, so you've gone.
Yeah, so the homie, you know, shout out to the homie.
Okay.
I went to go make the reservations, open table. You know, we talked about that before.
Right,
boom,
good.
Bam, bada bing. Go
Saturday,
there.
Forget it. Yep.
Go there, you know, wait a little while, walk around, be tourist.
Yep.
Get there. Bottom line is, terrible service, great food.
How terrible was the service? What happened?
It's pretty bad. So, you know, you order appetizers. Yeah. Supposed to come first. Didn't come at all.
Not good.
Yeah, so we had to cancel that.
Okay.
So, you know, that's less money in the homie's pocket. Right? Right? You know?
This is local revenue, not going into Waikiki. Oh, that's what they want. This is what they're talking about.
And, like, you know, the food was good, but because the service was terrible because it wasn't complimentary. It wasn't warming and welcoming.
It didn't make you feel welcoming.
Because I went to restaurants where they screwed up, but yet they made you feel like, you know,
right,
that it's going to be okay.
We apologize. Let's make this better because we want you to come back.
You know,
right.
How about they could have offered us a free drink or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it never came. We finished our main dish.
Right.
And it never came.
We canceled our appetizers. I saw this all on the IG story, as the kids call it. Everybody looked pissed off.
It's funny because my wife got all kinds of people calling her. Why? Tell us about what happened. Tell us about what happened.
She was pissed off.
So, I mean, yeah, I know tourists is the money revenue, but I mean, you know, like, you gotta appease the locals, you know what I mean?
No, you gotta. In all seriousness, you have to, because the tourism is an up and down industry, right, as we all know. And you're going to have to rely on the people who remain on the island. And that is the local people. And
But at the same time, the waiter, I can tell he's not the restaurateur of the year.
What kind of waiter you got? Well, who's this guy?
Yeah, the big brada, bro. I think he was Latin or
had a Latin,
Hispanic, bro.
A Hispanic moke.
That big dude, bro.
Wow.
I mean, he said some comments.
Really? What did he say?
No, I don't want to say it, though, because it's like, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Like, eat this, or like, try this.
When we got our bills, like, okay, basically, it was like, I don't know how you guys work here, or you guys know so-and-so.
Okay.
But yeah, you guys got a discount.
He said it like that.
What? And I was like, dude, you don't say that. You're like, you just say, thank you for dining with us, and then let us just discover it ourselves, right? I don't know if you work here or not, or
yeah, that's
or I think stupid. Or I think you know.
Or no, you could just be like, you know, oh, your friend.
He took care
of you guys. You guys have a good night. Hope everything was all right. Just do something quick like that.
No, dude, he actually said.
Look puzzled.
I don't know if you work here, but I'm like, no, bro, you work here. So you should know if we work here. How many people are in this restaurant?
Send them back to Spain.
And at the same time, I feel bad because maybe this guy is like, this is the dude. This is one of those dudes that's a career, like, this is like his 10th waiter job. You know what I mean? It felt like that when I was analyzing it. Like, maybe this is the dude's, like, dream job.
Yeah.
And he failed at being a waiter at other places.
Okay.
And he just can't be a waiter. He, like, maybe made his way through dishwasher, prep cook. Like, you know, I'm a cook. And like, I like being a waiter. And he finally made it. And
never mind already.
Never mind. You're not supposed to ever have empty tables. You know, if you work in the restaurant industry,
yes,
like my table and two and another table in front of us had nothing on it.
Mm.
Just water.
Right.
Right? It's always got to be something going on. You can't have your customers with nothing, right?
Correct.
If it's appetizer, dish, drink, you know, like.
Well, I'm going to safely assume that you're not going to go back there again.
Nah, probably not.
All right.
The food was good, though. That's the thing, Ian. And I was hoping that DJ Compose was spinning.
When you told me it was at Herringbone,
so
I was like,
my homie.
Get ready.
Is DJ Compose spinning? He's like, tonight. Had like Myla Gibson or some songstress. Ooh. Myla Gibson, you remember that chick?
Myla Gibson?
Yeah, she sings all the weddings.
I don't like live music.
Okay, yeah. Not a fan.
It's too
loud. They're right in the front, so it always makes everybody feel awkward. So literally when you walk in, you look to your left and they're singing for you.
You're like,
for me? Oh, for me?
Oh, it's for me. I just
I should have made it like that. Huh? Like, I mean, it's for you, honey.
You should have, yes. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, great.
And you know the crazy part is? It's almost my wife's birthday. So I was going to be like, I was gonna tell the homie, you know what? I'm gonna make this for my wife's birthday. Oh. You know what I mean? But good thing I didn't, dude.
Thank God.
I said I'll wait 2 weeks to do her birthday dinner. I was gonna make this the dinner and like make a big thing in Waikiki, you know, go shop, go do the tourist thing.
Okay, so I got a question.
Thank God I didn't do it.
Okay, so you didn't do it. So I got this for you. Is it gonna be a surprise dinner? Does she know where we're going?
No.
Okay, so you're gonna keep it a surprise.
Yeah, I'll try and get it out of here right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now I know, bruh. Let's go to
the Herringbone.
Bravo's, bro, already. Bravo's, bro.
Might as well. Get
bro,
that
you
bread.
You know what the sad part is, bro? We'll CPK the next day, bro. Better service, bro.
Go figure.
The girl over there, like, she's like our cousin. And she's a holy Italian, bro. She's like, hey.
Proceeding.
No, Milani. CPK is the best CPK.
Really?
Yeah. They're so helpful.
You know the number one CPK is Calamar, right?
Yeah.
In the country.
Well, get the Chinese over there.
The Chinese, they love that kind of cheap pizza.
Cheap pizza. Hey, CPK is pretty good. You like CPK? Bro, what happened to you, bro? You high?
I'm gonna tell you right now what happened to me. I don't have time to go call them all.
You
right?
Any kind of high?
I gotta go call them all tomorrow. I got no time for this. I gotta work.
Your tongue is laced in gold or something, bro. You just eating any kind of fancy dancy food now, bro.
Let me just say something right now. Wars. I'm gonna tell you, I'm right here, Jack. Okay. I ain't going nowhere.
You know?
Just because I don't go to CPK.
But it's here in my eye.
I go Kemoku Seafood every day, bro.
You don't even go Sonoya's anymore, bro.
Sonoya's, I went there a couple weeks ago. I go School Street, Helena's. Local people food.
Bro, that's rich local people food.
Oh, come
on. Bro, I not connect. Every time I go there, 1 hour wait. I'm Hawaiian, bro.
They expanded now, though.
Yeah. See, you're the second person that told me that, bro.
You got to go down there, you know? You're not going down there. You're hanging out in Mililani, hanging out all central people. Come to the town. Town welcomes you.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Yeah, appreciate you're welcome. What else?
Well, that was like the biggest event, dude.
That was it?
Basically the weekend. Yeah, okay. I mean, pretty much, bro. All right. What you got?
What
you got in your boiling pot, bro?
I want to speak on this right now. As you know, the park known as Kaka'ako Park is officially closed.
We got problems.
Officially closed. I got some to speak on this, okay? Now, Ige, Caldwell, all you damn fools, all right? You guys blew it. Colossal blow. Destruction. What next they're going to close? Because they're going to move to somebody else, so you're going to close Thomas Square.
So you close Kaka'ako, the homeless have to disperse elsewhere, right?
Correct.
So where do they go then?
Exactly. Okay, where are they going to go? They're going to go to Thomas Square, and then they're going to close that off, and then they're going to go to another park.
But they're already over here. We see the lady earlier
looking
in the window.
They're going to keep going. Yeah, and then what? They're going to close the schools down too? We're going to close the library too? Well, library should have been closed long ago.
Yeah.
But they got to close the library too? They're going to close everything else? It's a problem that's not going to go away.
I'm just tripping on how much, how many homeless people we have here.
And it ain't gonna go down.
Right?
$500,000 in damage at Kaka'ako Park because they're ripping out the wires.
Right.
They're making air conditioning in their tents. You saw that?
The wires are ripped out
wiring,
of the pole.
Right.
And they're like, hot wiring for
TV,
electricity.
TV, all kind of microwave, refrigerator.
You might get lazy boy chairs, bro.
You might as well. Might as well make them all vibrate.
What?
Don't touch that one. I'm just saying right now, okay? There's a problem that's not gonna go away.
Oh, the tear in your eye.
They're not tears. I'm crying right now. And it's not going to go away, and they're not going to do anything that's going to be beneficial to it, because they're just kicking people out.
Yeah,
you're not trying to outreach this situation.
You said like 83 people was thrown into, into like homeless shelters and stuff.
But they're feeding the point, because all these guys, majority, are we have to find out what is the reason they're homeless. Is it because of drugs? Is it because of mental problems? Is it because they can't find a job? What can it be? You got to go in there, and then you got to displace or find out where they're going.
Did you see the interview of the one guy they interviewed?
What's that?
He's like, oh, so what do you think about that? He's like, oh, you know, I would go shelter, but, you know, I recycle at night, yeah? And sometimes, you know, you can't go out at night. That was his excuse.
You see what goes on?
And I'm like, well, no, you're not recycling, bro. You're smoking from the can. That's
he's doing Batu in the back.
Guarantee, bro. I was like, that's the best thing you can say, is I recycle at night.
That is the reasoning. They need to improve on the outreach funding. They need to improve on mental health funding. That's the only way they're going to be able to put these guys where they need to be, with treatment and whatnot. That's the only way they're going to get them off the street.
Yeah, that's a rough one, man. I don't know what.
There's no solution.
There's no. I don't know where all these guys came from.
That's what we're going to say. Now, are we stereotypically going to say they came from Micronesia?
No, it's not the case.
Because you see plenty of Hollies out there.
Hollies, locals,
you
Japanese,
see them all out there, right?
Hawaiian, exactly. Any kind, bro.
And Portuguese. You have kids. You have a lot of them with kids.
Yeah, but I mean, there are a lot of Micronesians.
But there's a lot of them with kids is the thing.
Yeah.
So this is what I propose right here.
What?
Okay.
Send them to the coal mines, bro.
Before they do that, you have two options. With the ones that they have currently right now, you send them out to Kalapapa. What's going on at Kalapapa? You got like two or three lepers left.
Hey, what? Make them all get leprosy.
Give them the land. They can do whatever they want. Create.
But that land, they're not going to have nothing on it, bro.
The soil is still fresh.
They're going to doodle all over the place, bro.
So be it, they're in Kalapapa. Enjoy.
Good luck.
And then, two, because of all this overpopulation with all of these kids coming out of nowhere, put birth control in the water. Put birth control in the water. And then you regulate more so who can have kids.
Nah, that's the thing is, that's hard. Like, how do we play God, you know?
True.
It's like a movie, like a really Scott movie. Like,
well,
do you play God?
We've been babying the problem for too long now.
Yeah.
All these problems are being babied. We need to do something drastic. All these other countries, they do eventually do something drastic to eventually alleviate something.
Right, we talked about this.
Exactly. We have nothing to alleviate this problem.
Yeah, we just let them have kids. We talk about deja vu right now. I feel like we just talked about
Exactly, because this is a big time deal. So I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, is it going to be drastic? People will be like, oh, no, don't do that. Okay, then tell me what you're going to do. What else can we do? We need to do something drastic. And people are going to drink the tap water. We're not going to be people like us.
Yeah.
You just put that in there. We have to regulate something.
Yeah, but something's going to happen where the water's going to leak into regular water.
And that's it, bro.
And then regular people are going to get sterile.
Zombies already.
And yeah, bruh, it's zombies.
Of course it's an outlandish thought. Of course. I'm just saying, what is there a solution?
I'm pretty sure the government might have thought of that already.
You think so?
Birth control.
In the water.
Population control.
There you go.
Which is scary, bruh.
There you go.
Oh, company nice, bro. LP could come out and kill a mic.
There you go, Holly.
Yeah,
Holly,
and then be like that. Start rapping to them in Abstract New York, 1999. Well, all of them gonna die, bro.
DJ Min gonna come out. Borders, White Kelly gonna reopen. That's it.
All you do is play Cold Flow on the speakers, but everybody die.
Everybody die.
Okay. Except for everybody that likes it.
Like the five guys left that still like Company Flow. Exactly. So moving on.
So the solution is what?
There really is no solution.
I'm just
the only solution in Oahu, DJ solution.
Oh,
bro,
there we go.
That's the only solution we got.
I forgot about that.
Manifest, bro.
You send solution out to Kakaako. Tell him go scratch a little bit on the portable.
See if they, you know, it could be like the Pied Piper.
Yeah.
Start scratching. He bring the ride in fader, bring the portable Newmark.
Yeah, and then they'll follow him. All right, two kind of point, bro. We're getting, you know, in a ghost tunnel. And everybody jump inside, bro. Then they go to the third dimension, bro.
Might as well.
Boom, get rid of everybody.
See, perfect for the Halloween episode. You see?
DJ Solution.
All right, so besides that, all right, that was my, I guess, recap rant. There's NFL. NFL, I tired already. I piss off of the NFL already. As you've seen.
NFL is any kind.
I've checked out of UH football already.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, my bad. UH lost.
They blew it.
Handily.
To an 0-5 team.
It's rough,
the
guys.
Wheels have come off. The wheels have come off.
I watched like the first half and we're down. We're tied.
Yeah.
Then I had to go do the business, you know?
Yeah.
Good thing I don't take off to go to these games. So no one can ever tell me, oh, you're not on fan.
You're actually working.
Bruh, I'm working because you know what? You guys not gonna guarantee me you'll win.
Exactly.
So because of that, I ain't gonna go take off of my job. Because that'd be worse if I took off my job, missed the sales, and guess what? Boom. That's find out we lose. And I say, oh, I could have made money.
We'll start.
But yeah, UH, get it together, bruh.
Okay, well, here we go. We got the segue into things that aren't waste time. Let's do something quick, okay?
Okay.
The Elima Awards.
What you want, Nine?
New Fat Beast from Iran. Elima Awards have been released. Star Advertiser does this Elima Awards.
All right, bro. The old people is cheering in their lazy boys.
Second anniversary of us doing this rubbish. Okay, let's do it. Here we go.
Are we in there?
Come out. What?
Are we in Best Podcast? Is there a Best Podcast?
Nope, we didn't crack top five. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Let's go down the line. Okay, now these notes were made humbly by the person known as Honeywell.
Hey, shout out Honeywell.
Sakai and Company Bakery.
Yeah, thank you for Sakai Bakery.
Yeah. So here we go. Let's go. Best restaurant. I'm gonna throw these out here.
All right, here we go.
Who's the people's choice for the best restaurant?
Zippy's.
Close.
Oh, Wisteria.
Wow. Kings Drive-In. That's in our heart.
King's Bakery. Kapilani Bakery.
Oh, great choices.
Flamingos.
Okay, that's enough. So we're going to do a people's choices. High Steakhouse, bruh.
Wow, interesting.
Old Reliable.
Yeah.
Reason why is, and you know the answer, the old people only know of one steakhouse.
I thought it would be Harry Bone, bruh.
Not too soon.
Not too soon, my best.
Adi Kimura is still there. The old people are going to still
Adi Kimura is still there.
At Highs, yeah. He performs every... Yeah, the same song.
Friend, they are lovers.
That's the only song.
To tell one begins and the other ends.
And don't forget Battery Bill.
Battery Bill.
He did the jingle. Okay, so the critics, they chose Senia. Have you gone to Senia?
No, have you gone to Senia?
Yes, it's excellent.
Where is Senia?
It is right next door to Pig and the Lady.
Oh.
Downtown.
Baby, you Senia.
Wow, that's pretty good.
How did you like that, huh?
That was good.
Rest in peace, bro.
Rest in peace to that guy, yeah. Thrown off the stage.
Dead people.
We always
Karis One is cheering, bro.
That's too late.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, Senia is a good place. I think that would be a place. Okay, if I'm
okay, birthday dinner, huh?
There you go. Take
what
the wife.
Food, bro? What kind of food?
It's various.
Oh.
It's not like a seafood themed or a steak
so
restaurant.
So next to Pig and the Lady downtown.
Yep.
To the left or to the right?
To the left, to the right. 69 boys.
Oh, there you go, bro. Hop, jump, step. One time. Doo, doo.
So
left.
You can sing that song as you walk into Senia.
So what kind of food? Price range?
Okay, so the guy who used to do Vintage Cave.
Oh, okay.
Chris Kajoka.
Oh, okay,
He was the head chef of Vintage Cave.
Bada
he left.
Bada Chris.
He said, get me out of the cave. I want to go make my own place. Yeah. Senya.
Okay.
It is excellent. I'm serious.
What did you eat there when you went there?
The menu changes periodically through the seasons. But they have... What would be like the main ones to get? There is this sweetbread slider that is with a bone marrow.
Oh.
Things of that nature.
Nice.
Like that. You're going to have... there's going to be like raw fish there. There's going to be... various steak things, be short rib.
Like what, $100 person kind?
I think you and her, you guys are not gonna drink, so you and her are gonna be $150.
That's not bad, bro. All right, and that was number two.
That was the Critics' Choice for Best Restaurant.
Critics' Choice, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Moving along.
Yeah, moving along, here we go. Best, best fine dining.
Oh.
Go figure. Yeah. Oh. You would think that the previous topic was that, but no. Best fine dining.
Zippies, bro.
That is
bro.
Top five, but it is still there, and here it is. People's Choice, Michelle's.
Oh. Wow.
Once again, old people.
Right. That's in between Waikiki and Kahala, pretty much, right?
It is now owned by Japanese owner.
Nice.
So it's become like a wedding place, too.
Oh, of course, all Japanese
get
old
married,
places in Hawaii.
You know, correct. Critic's Choice. Yes. Let's see if you know this one. Sushi Sho. Sushi Sho.
Did you eat Sushi Sho?
I have not gone there. That is in the Four Seasons. No, the Ritz-Carlton, I'm sorry. The Ritz-Carlton Hotel.
In what? Is this island?
In Waikiki.
Oh, Waikiki.
300 a person.
Whoa. Sorry, bro.
You guys not going there.
Sorry, bro. I'm not going there, bro.
Sorry. It's fine.
Bro. I love my wife, bro. I love my kids. I love my life. I can pay one bill for that. My electric bill with that.
That's good to know. Best casual restaurant.
Zippies, bro.
You're really going to be batting 1,000, but you're not. It's Kono's. Have you been to Kono's?
Kono's?
I have
not. Like cafe?
I believe so.
In North Shore.
I'm looking that up right now.
North Shore?
Kono's Cafe is going to be in North Shore.
Oh, I ate there. It's kind of oily.
There's two locations, Kapahulu and Kailua.
Oh.
You know of Kono's?
Not North Shore.
No.
No, I never ate there before.
All right. Well, neither have I, so we can move on.
Okay.
Critics' Choice DB Grill. That's around your...
Where's DB
your
Grill?
Hood, huh? Isn't that DB Grill like in Central? West side?
DB Grill.
Not DB to DJ.
DJ DB, bro. We're the down tempo.
Three people are going to remember who DB was.
Nobody remembers who he is.
Alan listens. He remembers. Okay. DB Grill is in Kapolei Parkway.
Kapolei Parkway.
That's near your hood, bro.
I don't know.
That's casual. The people of Kapolei voted. They're known for their spicy garlic shrimp.
Take the wife for that.
Take the kids over there. Bro. Best new restaurant. People's Choice. Yawacha.
Hey!
How about that?
Your friend and yours.
I like it there. That's
okay,
good.
I gotta eat there.
Critics' Choice, Sukara Nojo. Oh. Now, Sukara Nojo, known for the best fried chicken in town.
No.
That is what was told to me.
You ate there?
No.
Where is Sukara Nojo?
It is across the street from the convention center.
Okay.
Across from Raksa. Where the Micronesian Mart is.
Micronesian Mart, okay.
You go, you get 1739.
Right.
Micronesian Mart, make a right, you get Sukara Nojo. It's a high-end place.
Is it next to the Quicksilver Locomotion?
Kind of, sort of, yes.
To the right of that?
Yeah.
I did eat there.
Oh, you did?
And it was good, but not the best.
Really?
Yes. I had a friend from Japan, came down. He said to meet him there. He wanted to buy me dinner. And I said, where are we going? And that's where we went. If it's the Japanese restaurant, pretty high-end, next to the old Locomotion.
Not directly next to the Locomotion.
Like Locomotion, there's a Japanese restaurant like right
there. It's on the corner. Okay, you know you're driving, you got home bar.
Yeah.
And then you keep going.
Okay.
Micronesian Mart on the corner.
Yeah.
It's right in that vicinity.
Maybe it's not. But there's a place, Japanese restaurant, right, or something like that.
All right, okay.
All right, never ate there before.
We'll go, we have a field trip over there. Okay, best lunch. Now, I'm not a lunch person.
Best lunch?
So, you're going to tell me here, People's Choice, Roy's Beach House. Best lunch in Oahu.
Where does Roy have his beach house at?
Kailua, probably. Let's see, that's where it is.
Where is it, bro?
Roy's Beach House is going to be in Kahuku.
Oh, wow.
Who's going to eat?
Battle Roy, your house at Kuku.
Go figure.
How come you never invite us, bro?
Go figure. I've never heard of this.
Come on, Battle Roy.
Critics' Choice, Piggy Smalls.
Oh, there you go, man.
Have you eaten
lunch,
at Piggy Smalls?
Lunch.
You've eaten at Piggy Smalls?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. Wait, the one Ward, right?
Correct.
No, but the wifey loves it.
Really?
Yeah. She ate it with her friends.
It's good for takeout. You don't want to eat in there.
Multiple times. Oh, wow.
Looks like a cafeteria. It's you get squished together. Just the interior is horrible.
It's hot.
Yeah, because it's packed. Yeah.
Okay.
Just get takeout. They have good takeout delivery.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
Best dessert. You eat a dessert. Are you a fan of dessert?
Cinnabon.
Good choice as well. People Choice is MW Restaurant. That's the Alan Wong's ripoff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
by Kapi'olani. You go down to Kapi'olani, next to the bank, next to, you got Shokuro.
Shokuro? See, I know where
you're across the street over there. Wow. That looks like a cafeteria as well.
Wow. Alan Wong's ripoff.
Yep. One and done with that place. It was not good.
Oh, not good. But they voted the best, bruh.
The old people, bruh.
Old people's over there, bruh.
Do we really trust them? Can we? Okay, the dessert, first choice, La Pomme d'Or. No, I know you haven't been here.
I haven't been here.
Okay. La Pomme d'Or, something like someplace in Waikiki.
Oh, have you eaten there before?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
It is in Ala Moana Center.
Oh, what's the specialty? What's the speciality?
There are French pastries. They're known for the strawberry cake. Are you a fan of strawberry cake?
I like strawberry yogurt.
It's not what I was asking.
Cake, not so much, though.
What do you think about
green tea? I'll try it.
You'll try it?
But, I mean...
What about green tea? Are you a fan of green tea desserts?
Green tea is okay. I like green tea Kit Kat.
We're not in Japan. Let's go into best breakfast. The people. Where would you go for breakfast? Don't say Zippy's again.
No, but not Zippy's. Let's see. Where we go? I would go to Mitsuken's, bruh.
Ah, that's pretty good.
That's like the hammer. You want the hammer breakfast? Eat that.
Yeah.
Breakfast special.
Despite what the guy did, you're okay?
Yeah. You know, he moved on. Or she moved on. Or
he did, right?
Yeah.
So, it was a he.
So something bigger and better?
He sold the place off.
I don't know what happened. They just moved and I don't think...
For anyone out there listening that remembers the Mitsuken guy... Okay.
Yeah, okay. I suppose he accused, right? Molesting kids?
Molesting kids, yeah. Big problem.
Yeah.
Well, they picked Sweet E's Cafe.
Oh, okay. No, I heard good things about that. That is
Sweet E's
my wife's friend's classmate or some crazy
really?
Thing. I've never eaten there. I think they follow me on Instagram, though.
Well, that's nice of them.
Hey, nice, yeah.
Critics' choice.
So sweet. What are we doing? It's a seed, huh?
Yeah, that's nice of you. I follow you back.
It's a seed, eh?
That's a big factor. You know, following someone, you follow back.
Yeah,
Critics' Choice, Scratch Kitchen and Meadery, Ward.
I heard. You ate there?
I have not. I've eaten the one in downtown.
Scratch.
Zai?
Yeah. Zai.
But this is a different menu and whatnot. But it's going to be breakfast. It's going to have, they have a bar in there. And, but it's a nicer setup. It's a smaller place. There's always a line.
I only eat big breakfasts, like, you know, it's like vacation. Kind of deal. You know,
you work. You're not going to eat breakfast.
Do you eat big breakfasts like normally?
Not if you're like a day off or something.
Maybe like you have a friend visiting from the mainland, you eat big breakfasts.
Take them out.
Right? You take them out for breakfast.
You know, to like some, you know, either by the beach, right?
Yeah.
Or you go
Kokoe
Cafe. Oh, look at this different kind.
Yeah. I still have yet to go Kokoe Cafe.
Yeah,
sorry, Liam. She's all mad at me, bro. She's even more mad.
Yep, she's swearing.
Because when your pregnant lady is mad at you,
yep, emotional.
Like, oh, Kevin never come in yet. She's about to get like on the calendar.
She announced her being pregnant on the show and you still haven't gone.
Ah, sorry.
That's not good.
I can't believe, yeah.
Okay, so quickly before we take a break here, here's the ones that got rave reviews. These are the ones that got the A+ reviews from the people.
Glow sticks, okay? Everything, dropping E, rave
dropping
reviews.
E all day. BLT Market, have you been there?
You're asking wrong questions. When you have family and kids, bro, you drop the kids school, you go straight to the shop.
All right.
Thing is dirty, bro.
Let me tell you something. Okay, take a shower before you do that. Have you gone to...
Take a shower.
Because things are dirty. I'm going to throw out something to see if you said you've seen this. Yakitori Hachibe. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah,
downtown,
it does.
Hotel Street.
Did you go there?
No, I heard mixed reviews of that.
You said, do you want to show you something about Hachibe?
Yeah, they don't have a phone.
Oh,
they're
that's
the people
right.
that don't have
you
a
tried
phone.
Tried to make a reservation.
You,
right.
you have to walk in to say.
But
hello
it got voted best.
Yes, it got a rave review.
Oh, rave.
Apparently, the Japanese people don't care. They just want to walk in there and say hi. Because I tried calling them to make reservations.
Coconut
no
wireless, bro. To get the coconut, get the wire.
They can stay wireless. Okay, next we got Maui Mike's.
Oh, Maui Mike's made it up there.
Wow. Wahiwa.
Hey, they're good, dude.
It is, right?
When you Wahiwa, you go there, you go to a Korean restaurant with the hair and the food. What is the Korean restaurant
in Wahiwa?
With the good meat joint around the corner.
That's what, Maui?
No.
Lee's
no.
or something?
Oh, God.
You are talking
about... Dumb Duck or something.
Probably Maui Dumb Duck, whatever.
No, good meat joint right there, yeah.
Well,
Korean food.
I'm not a fan of the Korean food.
That's
so
right. You don't like Korean food.
I don't like Korean food, bro. Too stink,
and you
bro.
Don't like any food you have to cook.
I don't want to go and cook my own food, bro. I can do that
hey,
at
home. Hey, we'll be going later on tonight. You want to come join me in Spell?
Where are you going to go?
To the place, bro. The place, bro. We're going to go
Smith
cook
Kings.
The food, bro.
Where?
You're going to come with us, bro. Secret,
name it.
Bro.
What's the name of it?
I forget the name of it.
Great sell.
Shiloan, bro. I'm taking you there, bro.
I'm not going anywhere.
You're cook your food and we'll film it.
I've just got mind on my money, money on my mind right now.
Anyway.
Let's go with Orchids. Are you still the fan of Orchids? It's old school.
Wow, Orchids is old
Alakalani. School. Alakalani, you okay with that?
I think I last one ate this for like Mother's Day or something.
That's pretty much all of us.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Foodland Farms. Have you gone to Foodland
I've
Farms?
I've never been to Foodland Farms yet.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, they're struggling right now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. They're not making it. Because the rent is so astronomically high.
Hell yeah, dude.
They can't. There's only so much Spam Musubi they can sell. They need bigger volume of sales. So they're having a trouble, and they're saying that they might close by 2018. Ooh, how crazy is that? Because if you walk in, there's packed. Everybody's there buying
well,
like,
the
little
things.
Well,
the rent is probably like what?
So 6 figures.
Grand, maybe? Easily.
120?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if they make that much, you know?
But it's good, though. The grab-and-go food and all that stuff. I mean, if you're got to go beach or...
So how do they scale it to make more money? Like,
they need more people to buy groceries in there. So they're banking on all those high-end condos to actually have people living in them to go buy $200, $300 groceries. But then Whole Foods is coming, which will be a heavy hitter.
In Kakaako, right?
Correct.
And it's going to be connected to the bottom floor.
It's going to be a condo.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So if you live in that, you literally can take the elevator down to Whole Foods.
How great is that?
Rah.
And then you got the theater right over there. I mean, that's a great...
You can go down, Whole Foods, grab your snacks, go to the theater.
Let's go, yeah. Go to the
theater.
Do
any kind with the girl.
Do any kind. Make out with the girl. Come back out. Eat. Come back out.
Eat.
Sleep. Smoke. And that's it. What a night, huh?
It's all the issues that call you later.
Go on IG story. Go yell. Yell at a bunch of girls. I don't know who would do that.
I don't know who would... Yell at girls on IG story.
I don't know.
Any kind.
Talk any kind to girls on IG story.
Slanderous.
That could be. So that's what
yeah,
I got.
There you go, bro.
That's the Lima Wars this year. Not a great lineup. It's always just
I probably ate
silly.
1/4 the places over
there. Well, we gotta go. I gotta take
you ate about half of those places, you think?
Yeah, about 40%.
Yeah. Are we in the Lima Wars only food?
Yeah.
No? Oh, okay.
Yeah. They have a big thing at a hotel somewhere where they give out the awards.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Did any of the homies get anything? Like 12 Ave, or Pine and Jigger,
yeah, they,
or anything like, with Leanne, or any?
They're always in the running for best cocktails.
Copacabana Cafe, nobody?
Best cocktail is usually, it was Picking the Lady this year.
Okay.
Pine and Jigger, 12 Ave, they were all there. Nobu.
Oh.
The usual suspects are in there.
Right, did any of the homies apron. Win, though? Any of the homies won? Any
Bar Leather Apron won.
Anybody that supported us?
Bar Leather Apron, they did win.
No, not this year, though.
For some reason...
No, none of the homies came up.
They just held the restaurants in this thing.
Huh.
But in the awards that they actually showed the awards, I was watching, they
right.
had a best cocktail thing, and that was won by Picking the Lady.
All
right. Yeah. So there you have it.
And they still have to take up our challenge.
His name is Andrew Lee.
Andrew Lee.
Okay, now, I have kind of sort of messaged with him.
Yeah, we're battling, bro. Big Trouble Little
Big
China
Big Trouble Little
trivia.
China quiz, right? The quiz has been thrown out at them. So that's all I'm going
to
say.
That's all we need to say, really.
That's all I'm
Sleep
say.
Time's over.
That's it. And somberly.
Yeah.
Go
Captain the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 6, Episode 3, the NBA preseason preview with DJ Compose.
It's coming.
Woo!
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
Finally here, guys. The official Sleep Time's Over shirt is now available for purchase. Available online in men's tees and women's tank tops for just $27 each with free shipping. You heard me right, free shipping. Go to lightsleepers.net, Sleep Time's Over on Instagram, or Sleep Time's Over on Facebook and click on the link to order. Don't sleep!
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
I want you to talk about women.
I'm sorry.
Women. You had to talk about women.
Oh, I enjoy women.
Has it occurred to you that you have a problem with trust?
I trust myself implicitly.
Listen, it's original, Cicilino. Rock the authentic Stetson Barcelino hat. It's noodles from the Gambino crown wave. Hot towel steaming your face. Straight razor shade. Snub nose in the cummerbund. Smooth groove killer. Nat King calling the keys. The Duke Ellington. The ballroom is elegant. Top boss is paying respect. Big endorsements, please. With all due respect, I'm delighted to break bread. Send the best bottles for my people. Refreshments catered by edible arrangements. There at the
hors d'oeuvre table, I observed as she stood so seductive, I admired every curve. Her dress pure silk mesh softly, hugged her body so ever gently. Got her on her inner thigh, held a pearl nickel, diamond ear stud sparkle, her wrist sickle, panty crotchless, she brawless, breast flawless, tennis charm anklet, it's live at the banquet. Couple swing, Johnny Fontaine singing all the latest, ladies love it and scream, good fellas applaud, bow ties with the Cuban cigars. My tuck Sean John, the dawn is perionin'. I had to step to with a charming Gucci loafer. My dogs in the background barking. Them dudes is crazy, crazy.
Do we know each other?
I've been reading about you.
Oh, who do you work for?
I'm in the art world.
Lila? Gallery owner? What's your take for this?
5% of the value recovery.
Bounty hunter.
If you like.
Always get your man.
Mm-hmm.
Think you'll get me?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, I see you blushing. Hope you're not embarrassed. She said, "Now your peoples is cool. It's just you. Well, allow me to introduce."
Sleep Time's Over. Cabin the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris. 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 Season 6, episode 3.
NBA season.
NBA season.
Yep. The preview.
Preview with DJ Compose, and he's here chilling, waiting.
He's in the cut.
For his turn.
As they said. Yeah.
To get on the mic.
Do things right.
Yeah, do things right, yeah. Oh, look, there he is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. See, he's ready. Everybody's ready.
Yeah, it's cold.
How you guys doing?
You ready?
Good, good,
what's up?
Good, good.
There he is. I'm here to bear some gifts.
Oh, nice. Here we go. There we go. There we go. What we got here?
I've been wanting Aaron to, or Zach Morris to, come play with me for a long time.
Oh, wow.
It's just like, I know it's going to happen anytime soon. And in light of all
look at this. Wow.
All the crazy...
Just to see him wear a hat.
Things instead of making America great again.
We're making DJing great again.
Hey, hopefully make it again, brah.
Thank you very much, sir. Look at this.
Make that again, brah. Make it again, brah.
Aaron, DJ again.
You wearing a hat.
There you go. World premiere, everybody.
And
I only have a hat face.
I got some real exclusive rarities.
That's what I want to see.
I got the collab.
Quick
Strike.
Oh,
look at Nordstrom that. Supreme joint.
Oh, you know, look at that.
With the extra.
There goes stickers. There you go. How about it? Wow.
So, look at that.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Not very no good. We'll see you in the next segment.
Very good.
We'll
get ready.
NBA preview.
A lot of excitement going
Gifts,
on.
Yes, look at that. Nordstrom Supreme collab.
How about that? Stickers galore. You know what you're going to do with those, right?
Bro, you know, all you kids out there at Can't Afford Supreme.
You know what you're going to do.
I got your back, bro. Come in here and say, DJ Compose, number one.
The kids are coming in right now. Even though this is not even live.
Yeah,
they're coming in
in looking for the Supreme stickers, bro.
Truist is going to open up early. They're going to say, let's go.
I'm going to sell those stickers over there.
Sell it to John right now.
John, you're like, a brick of those things.
You got too many.
Thank you, DJ Compose.
Excellent.
Can't wait to hear what you got to say
for
this upcoming season.
Yes, it'll be fun.
But he's chilling in the cut. We're going to do our album reviews. We have 3 albums, 2 and 1 surprise.
Yes, because we hyped that last week.
Yeah.
And people like this segment.
Nah, they do.
It's crazy.
Interesting.
This is like a very popular segment. Go figure. They want to hear... You want to hear information?
Popular and Sleep Time's Over usually doesn't jive together.
I don't know what any of that jives, but it's very informative, right. Informational. Very Todd, very Keith. Get that joke, everyone? No one got that joke. Okay,
very
fine.
Randy.
Move on. Yeah.
I get a kick out of that.
Very informed, Ryan. Yeah, I got it. We got the Cool Kids album.
Hey, bro, we are Switzerland, bro.
We got the Cool Kids.
We are Switzerland, bro. I don't care. Talk any kind, bro. They know we love everybody.
We hiding the money somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Cool Kids.
Cool Kids.
They're back.
Was it Chuck English?
They're from Chicago,
Chuck
yes.
Daly and...
Chuck Daly and
was it, okay, Chuck Knobloch. English and Chuck...
They have a new album. It's called Special Edition Grandmaster Deluxe. This came out. They're reunited. Yeah. They're back.
Wow, it's great. It feels so good.
Yeah, I didn't want to go there. Right. So you listened to this album. I gave you a week to listen to this album.
Right.
Okay, now are you a fan of the previous work of the Cool Kids? I mean, they're kind of a hipster-esque group.
They were cool. I don't know, man. I mean, when they came out, I don't know. I look at it, I kind of... put them in the little category called like the Hundreds rappers.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, the Hundreds is a brand.
They're on Melrose right now.
Yeah, Melrose and Fairfax. Yeah. They're kind of like that era where it wasn't like, it's
not boom bap rap here. It's that new age of like that mid-2000s going
into... Remember that one rapper, Rob Roy?
Yes.
With the fur in my cap.
Yeah, it's along the lines of this.
I thought that song was hot, dude.
But that came from this era.
Yeah, it's like that era where it's like, yeah, it's kind of a weird, it was pre-trap, yeah?
Yes, yeah. It's getting there.
Cool Kids had like the 808s, like, you know, the ding, ding, ding.
Paper Planes was a big song.
Kind of like the right? Vans guys, the Pack.
The Pack, right. That style Little of thing. Little B. You had Mr. Me Too was like an anthem.
Real quick one though, Little B, didn't he place a new curse on somebody?
Yes, he did. He placed it on. He took it off Harden.
Yes.
And he put it. Who?
Do you remember?
He almost gave it to Lonzo.
Oh yeah, he almost gave it to. Oh yeah, for the Nas.
The Nas thing. That's right.
That's right. There you go. The whole Nas situation. He almost gave it to Lonzo.
That's right. Little B still hanging out.
I think Lonzo probably was scared though, because he's Little B's generation, you know.
Davis gave him. Cosign, so that's
really
how it, yeah.
Oh. Wow, how's that?
Yeah.
Wow, shout out to Baron Davis. He's still hanging in there. He's hanging out with Cantino Mobley right now.
Oh wow.
Okay, here we
playing
go.
What the big
they're
three?
The big three. They're devising the new scheme for the big three next year. All right, let's go with the first song.
Okay, so it's Sir Michael Rocks and Chuck English.
There you go. Let's go. Let's go with
from Michigan.
Let's
Illinois.
Play this one right here. Let's see.
Chicago.
Get the volume up here. Let's turn it up.
Turn it up, bro. Turn me up in the headphones.
This one's called TV Dinner.
Yeah, see, they're still rocking the 808s. This is the first track?
Second track off the album.
This is something you can cut to.
Yeah.
A lot of them have these long intros. These long intros.
Oh, is this TV Dinner?
Change post, man. Yo, change for you. Yo, bitch, spoil, but don't remain loyal. Boy, I get a whiff of blood in the water when I sniff out a lick and I'm locked on. Gucci Ghost raincoats, trouble with my middle name, always in trouble. My pots had the bubble outside in the huddle with my main man. We ain't had no reason to do this shit. We ain't had
so
no
the era,
reason
they haven't
to
left. They're
bitch.
Still from this era.
It was cold, well, it would be weird, right, if they did change their style.
Right, if it's not broke, don't fix that style.
Now I come back and spin a bucket. Now let me show you how it looks.
Okay, so that's TV Dinner.
That's cool. Show. It's cool, man.
You like it?
It's
good
cool.
With this?
Yeah.
It fits the style. I like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
I think it's fine.
It's Cool Kids.
What do you think? Yeah? Okay, there you go. Let's go to the next one. We got 2020 Vision. Here we go. The formula is there.
Yeah.
Long beat intro. No interludes. No talking. Just.
Yeah, they need a DJ. These guys need a DJ.
I could scratch it.
Yeah, they need a DJ. If they had a DJ, man, this would be perfect right here.
Everywhere I go, there I am, dog. Cut the check with a motherfucking handsaw.
Whoa.
Hand off, I ain't really
cut the check with a handsaw, son.
I like it.
Eddie Rodriguez from the Sandlot, nigga. When I run around the base, Carl Lewis.
It's an odd future,
huh? Shit, it was in a nigga face. Last time I took a bar off, I was lifting waist. Last time I took a
this
bar off,
this is like good car music. Driving right now, driving to the bank, man. You make that deposit.
I
still feel
like got my
man's
on.
You can scoop it tomorrow.
No, you're exactly right.
Ain't the robbers ever living, still alive though. 5-piece salt, pepper, mild salt.
Okay, 2020 Vision.
Cardi.
Then we're gonna go with this one with 8-track.
Oh, 8-track cut in there?
8-track, I would assume.
Hope so, browser. 8-track.
Whoa, my phone was off.
Reese.
I ain't see your call.
Whoa.
I ain't just trying to smash.
There you go. Phone's off. Turn them on.
Oh.
Go.
Miami Bassist.
I like it.
Suppose, could you play this in the club? Not right now?
That's a good question.
It's on the fence.
That's a good question.
This track right here? Kind of tough, bro.
That's a good.
Early set? Early? Drop it early?
Would this be an early set song? Is it too hype for an early set?
I don't know the scene, but this
is...
Teddy. Cool girls dance to this, put it that way.
Oh. That's always the underlying. There you go, right there.
It's her birthday.
It's your wife's birthday soon.
We'll play that
for her when you take out the dinner.
She can slap me.
So maybe. That is the Cool Kids. What do you think?
That's a
club. It's not really a club-esque album. Definitely we'll listen to it in the car. You know, cruising around, you know.
I wish
like it's going down slippery slope at the moment.
Are they handling the production?
We're not breaking.
Are they handling production?
It is them.
I think Cool Kids, they need to work with other producers. Because the sound sounds exactly like
the same.
Yeah. Like, there's so many producers that they would kill it for them.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
the first song caught my attention a lot. And then,
but then all the rest sound similar to what they're trying.
So how many mics you got?
Trying. I give this one, it is formulaic. I give this 3 mics.
Ooh, I give it 2.85 mics.
That is silly. Okay.
I concur.
Really?
Yeah.
Under 3.
I think under 3. I think this should have worked. Coming out of nowhere, like been gone for so long, they should have worked with other producers.
They should just
came out. I mean, Chuck shouldn't have handled everything. I think he does all the beats.
Okay.
Coming from a fan, I agree.
Yeah.
That is true, because you had Cool Kids on several mixtapes you've had in the past. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They also recently got a co-sign from Chance.
Wow.
I don't know if you've seen that.
So really?
Okay. I mean, this is hearing snippets of 4 songs.
Right.
But like,
right.
You know, clearly they're very influential. I think they should have, like, murdered.
Yeah.
True. Oh, right. They should have done more. Yeah. That, I agree.
Yeah, Chance is nowhere on this album.
No.
The biggest name would be A-Track.
A-Track's the biggest guy.
Oh, Boldy James. Travis Barker.
Travis Barker's on there, yeah.
There's that
being said, it seems a lot cooler than what's coming out.
Oh, right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of cool.
Right. But you can't play. Can't play it in the club? Could you play in the club?
Well,
at this point in age?
Depends.
Yeah.
That's another conversation. That's a whole other conversation. I mean, don't get him started.
Do you break tracks? Do DJs break records anymore?
Do people care?
Is there anything that you play that nobody knew, but then you can kind of play it now, where people are like, they never knew it, but then now they're kind of... Any tracks
how
you can think of?
I see it is like, as much as I want to teach...
Yeah.
I'm not there to teach all
correct.
The time.
Right.
So I'll sandwich in what
oh,
I
right,
do
right,
in
right.
school.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's just put it this way as well. On my off nights or when I'm driving in my car, am I listening to the new Cool Kids album? No. I'm listening to this podcast or I'm listening to sports radio.
Right.
It's
just goes, yeah, that's, you know, that's our age, I think, at
yeah.
that point,
that's
too.
True.
We're all listening to
I have to
talk
force
radio.
Myself to listen to this.
I love talk radio.
That's what it's become.
I love weirdo radio. I listen to 8:30, brah.
Well, right, you're not alone.
That's the Coast to Coast, which is Art Bell and...
Art Bell's still in the air.
No, he moved on because he had death threats.
Surprising.
It's not conspiracy stuff.
Wow. That's surprising.
Great stuff.
Well, that's why we do this show for. That's the demographic.
We need to get a millennial and ask them if they like Cool Kids.
We could, because
the millennials
so,
were
though.
Only like in middle school.
Well, we have a millennial that comes on the show, and what does she listen to? She listens to K-pop and like rock.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I feel
they
like it's pretty relatable.
Yeah. It's
like
friendly.
Like,
it's friendly.
That's definitely. I don't know if Alonzo will listen to that, but he'll listen to that more than Nas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
definitely.
The next album review, Alonzo will not listen to it at all.
This one, there's
Nas
no way.
Did you listen to Alonzo's song though?
Yes.
I
did,
yeah.
Yes. You listen to the Damian Lillard, the new Damian Lillard?
I refuse.
You got that right. I cannot. No. No, he's rubbish.
There's no way I'm gonna listen to this.
Rubbish. I am in agreement with you there.
Okay.
Let's go.
So next, how many mics did you give it? 3, right?
3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm under 3.
We're not off on this one too much. But next one is something that no millennials can listen to. This is old fut music. To
yes,
its fullest.
It is.
Master Killer, of the group known as the Wu-Tang Clan, whatever that is.
Right.
Has a new album, and he's got everybody on it.
Yeah, he does.
Everybody's on there. RZA's
well,
on there.
You might as well, right? That's your crew.
You got to hit them with the heavy hitters. You got RZA. You
Capadonna.
Capadonna dug him up. What's he been doing?
Yeah.
Sean
yeah.
Price is there.
Yeah.
You got Inspector Deck. Let's line up the list. Who we got here? We got Inspector Deck. Prodigy's on there. We have several of the old FUT guys are on this
looking
thing.
Looking at it, I mean, they might possibly be available.
I don't think they're too busy right now. Good point there.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at the albums here. Let's take a look at the album. Let's go with
Turn It Up.
Let's turn it up, as they say. Let's put on Therapy, which we may need after we listen to this. Wu-Tang song. Wu-Tang-esque sounding beat here.
Sounds great.
It does in 1999.
Yeah.
In 2000. This will not be played in the club.
Not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen, all right? Anybody that says it's gonna be playing a club, you're lying. Okay?
I respect it, though.
It's good to listen in the car once again. It's that Wu-Tang sound that we all know. Has this evolved? Not really. Right. Yeah.
I'm questioning. Is there?
Would there be a demo for this?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Speaking of Wu-Tang,
I don't think so.
We got a new piece here.
Whoa.
This is
Oh, that's right. Tonight is the we tape on Wednesdays. Wednesday night is the
Wu-Tang
MF
Wednesday,
Doom,
MF Doom Wu-Tang
the art show.
Art show, 6 to 9 tonight.
Yeah,
everybody
plug
drop other pieces. So excuse me for my thing. This will be raffled off.
Yeah.
Buy anything or a dollar raffle ticket and someone will win this. The artist didn't want to sell it.
Oh.
He was like, let's raffle it. I was like, shoot.
There's no auction on this. There's no silent auction.
No,
this is raffle.
This piece is going to be raffle. So you buy anything, you get a raffle ticket and you can win it.
Who is this?
This is the street artist named Tonk.
Wow.
You may see his stuff around. He's everywhere.
So, well, it's auctioned, huh?
Yeah. Super dope.
Yeah.
How much do you think this will go for?
Well, he would have sold it for like $3.
Yeah.
But I mean,
this looks like maybe like $2 or $3.
Yeah. So, but he said, I said, how much you want for it? He's like, oh, nah, just auction it. He said,
really?
Just have people buy stuff and give them a ticket for everything they buy.
Wow.
So I was like, cool.
Okay. So that's coming up tonight.
Tonight. Well, shit.
Well, based off the show, it would have already happened. But come down, check this out. Because you have all the pieces already.
Yeah. Right? I got like majority. 36 artists, 36 pieces.
Okay. Let's go with the next one here.
The show will be running all for a month.
Let's go with the next one.
So, yeah.
We've been listening to Master Killa, very old foot-esque music here.
I have my
So let's go down with there's one with Sean Price on there.
Sean Price.
Let's try that out. Let's try that out.
Let's see. He's gritty, dude. He's gritty.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Funk Flex, spin it back for me. DJ Crew, Desert Storm with me. Space stuntin' with me. Me and Tony Touch come ride with me.
Remember these guys or what?
Yourself rock this with me. And I fell from the whole Wild West. Yes, getting this money, that's how we do.
Yo, the hot chief Jamel Arif take the stage. When I speak the hell, I spit, lift the game.
Join up with everybody's album.
White talk, flight talk, knife hawk, fight that rapper.
They're all
the
here.
Master, call me the fish Dan. Pop shit and chop bricks quick with the swift hand. Can't enter the venue, the fuck is your wristband?
Holy shit,
stinking and sinking in quicksand.
Like, as much as they have their
my worst
beats,
verse better
like,
than the best.
Up, you know?
My best
like,
verse
sonically,
better than the rest.
Kind
of the rest
more?
Of the rest.
They would have to change
the
rhyme style.
I suggest you all.
Nah, I messed it.
Back for our best to protect.
Yeah, I
am the
so.
Best. Brooke Brothers in the casket, I'm fresh to death. I will knock on your door like Jehovah Witness. Witness the.
I mean, Sean Price is always nice. You know what I mean? Like, he's nice.
Sean Price is ready.
Sean Price is nice, man.
Okay, let's go with what else we got? Do you want to hear Prodigy? You want to hear that one?
Yeah, play Prod. I mean,
real people.
My
Prod.
Favorite tracks. I'll play my favorite tracks after.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's go a quick one on this.
Real people, Prodigy and King Crooked.
Okay.
You know King
is that,
Crooked is composed.
Yeah. Profession or
I don't
is he down with the mob?
Both.
Maybe,
yes.
Can you get the production credits on this? Can you find it?
Do what you love.
More gunplay. You wanna see me murder something broad day? He'll lay down when he hit a sound. Gun to the back of his head now. Down pump both knee. 1, 2, or 3. Squeeze trigger, crowd scream with the same murdering. How dare you ever disrespect my family? I rep mine to the last breath. That's physically mine never last. My sons are still blast. They wanna be living out the legacy of me. That's how it gotta be. Still killing heads in the first round. Man down. Guards I've been divine. True a living sound. Bush quick. Best stop. Brownsville. E.M.
I
see him a lot, by the way.
You
Duncan.
Do.
I see
yes, you
Jimmy
do.
Tonko quite often. I love that guy. Shout to who else? I see.
Excel goes out a lot. You see him?
He's the man.
He's where is he playing right now?
Rumfire. A lot of Chinatown area.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Staying busy.
What are the Yeah, we saw him at the anniversary show. He was there.
Yes, came by with
you should have Mr. Bandana Blaze.
Bandana
Sato.
Blaze Sato.
He's ready. He's always ready. That guy. What are the songs you like on the Master Killer album.
Okay, I listened to Master Killer twice.
Alright.
I really like the last two tracks because it's storytelling.
These right there? Noodles 1.
Noodles 1, Noodles 2.
Alright, let's go with it.
It's just a good storytelling, you know what I mean? You can't play in the club, definitely.
I want you to talk about women.
Listen, it's original, Sicilino, rock the authentic Stetson Barcelino hat. It's noodles from the Gambino, crown wave, hot towel streaming your face, straight razor shades, snow nose from the Karma Bear, smooth blue killer hat, King Kong, the Kings, the Duke Ellington, the ballroom is elegant, top bosses paying respect, big endorsements, please, with all due respect, I'm the light of the break bread, send the best bottles for my people, refreshments, catered by edible arrangements, there at the hors d'oeuvre table, I observe.
Okay, so part one. That's very Wu-esque.
Dude, that's why I like it. It's like, I like, these are my favorite two tracks. So okay. You play part two.
Okay, here we go, part two. Here we go.
Yeah, he just changed the beat. And he starts talking. The story escalates.
Continuing the story.
Yes.
Now without disturbing our guests, moving casual. My men's vested underneath their double breasted. Business as usual. Nothing personal. Punctual. Cheesing your lobby. Right on schedule. Guards took, tied and stripped. Uniform switched. I'm still entertaining this chick, but I don't trust shit. Sipping paint, checking the frame. I'm brain picking for a quick sec. The lights clicked on. Music stopped. Crowd moans. What's going on? She says. Okay. Everything resumes, this is normal. Computer room took down, we in the system. The fuck got 100 million ninja men scaling the ceiling. The building owned by the billionaire King Don Amandriani. Show arms, had his hands in all well. Powder jets, fleets of the best stretch. Benz, Lex,
Union.
He had diamond mines, robbing them blind. The feds owe them favors, so he hired Keisha. But
they're all back, they all got jobs.
Yeah, and Ming Him Slim. Dame Grease,
Ming Hu,
Blockade,
what? Wow,
Sean Price, ninth one that produced the Sean Price trap. So I don't know how many mics. I got.
It's a Wu-Tang album. Wu-Tang always has that formula that when you mention to somebody who listens to Wu-Tang or a hip hop guy, they're gonna know automatically what kind of beat, kind of style it is. I'm gonna give it 3 mics.
Three mics. All right. I like the cover.
Because it's nothing phenomenal. It's nice. You could put that up and hang on the wall.
Anything from Wu-Tang is phenomenal in their
world.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So no matter what, you get a Master Killer album.
Correct. Like you put the Master Killer albums, you don't compare that to something like a Drake album.
Oh, no,
for example,
no, don't compare it.
You know what I mean? Or even the previous, the Cool Kids. You don't compare these two. The Wu-Tang albums is what it is. Right.
So I think 3 mics.
Okay. Yeah.
3 mics. Okay, third one.
Okay, let's go with
Surprise me, bro.
This is the surprise.
I don't know anything about.
This is the man known as Belly.
Belly. Just like the movie, bro.
Rock Nation. Not as good. Maybe. Did you guys like Belly? Were you guys fans of Belly?
Yeah, it's dope. It's cool.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, there's, as opposed to back in the day where there were a lot of those kind of movies that came out, was that like the top one? Over
easily,
all of those?
Easily one of the more memorable ones.
Okay, yeah.
You know why? Because the music had a huge thing, even though it was like kind of, it didn't mean to be.
Right.
Later on, I watched a interview with Sister Nancy, and that movie changed her life.
Wow.
Yeah, Bon Bon was always a cool sampled record.
Right.
Yeah.
Tons, like, even before and after.
Yeah. Right.
But that.
Not a good point.
Yeah. The Soul to Soul intro. Are we talking about the same thing here?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
You know, I'm just creating a discussion, okay? A discussion to lead into the rapper known as Belly, okay? Belly. The album is called Mumble Rap, all right? Are you reading up on this?
You know what's crazy? Yeah. I literally just watched the video of that yesterday.
Wow. Yes. It's a great video.
Amazing video.
Yeah.
I think...
You gotta watch this video.
Okay.
Great video. Let's go right to it. The song Mumble Rap. Let's go with it. Here we go, from Belly.
Fucking hoes hoes that ain't worth a cent and homes that ain't worth the rent. Perfect sense. This is the circus that I had to circumvent. If you fly, I'm turbulence. Murder, murder, screaming fuck 12 with a perfect 10. In these streets running around robbing a fucking body like a tournament. Once the time has turned, this is the only shit I learned. I put a bridge over my pool. That's for all the ones I burned. I hope you pick up game. It's a pickup game and winners ball. Hoes annoying just like the haps, man. That's Biggie Smalls. Dope dick, give your bitch withdrawal. Why'd you even get your bitch involved? I'm gone off the liquor, I'm sicker than Paul and Carla. Just listen, I'm twisting them raw. Pictured it all. I had to sacrifice, I feel extra blessed tonight. Yeah, they slept on me, I flexed on them and manifested life.
I've been riding through the city on my own. Only time I see myself is in this chrome. Oh man, I've been getting in my zone.
I tell you what.
I like that.
I tell you what.
You just played in the club, Jay?
That's very close to.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I try to sandwich these things in.
Nice.
Yeah, I think you could. Go one course one course out.
Yeah, that's not lasting. That's not lasting more than a minute.
There We're not go, playing kids. An old song. Yeah,
one course out. There you go.
Get that's out of it already. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the next one here. The Come Down is Real 2.
So far, so good.
Here we go.
Ship is sticky lately. Nikki Heat and Nikki Baby, I was Nikki crazy. Had dreams of Minaj and both, but they've been missing lately. I'm off the liquor, so I'm different, maybe. Listen, baby, I drove Alyssa crazy. These bitches hate me. Shout out to Gail, she forever real. You ever feel like you need me, then you know the deal. I know she never will, and I respect her still. She saw the wave and kept it real before my record deal.
SW, you need to get paid. Okay, let's go with this one. Let's push the T's on this one.
Alcantara roof, no Panameras, I'm talking new Carrera coupes. Aloe vera paint, blood sucking jump off, should wear a parachute. It really wasn't your year, was it? Buying champagne on a beer budget. I don't got sympathy for my own tears. Whole years I was slept on by my own peers. In the crosshairs of the people that I hold dear. I'm so scared I had to. I'm going 8 fucking bitches in my babe shorts.
Penthouses
on Lake Shore.
Get it, man. Put them on IG story. Go. Put all the bitches on IG story.
No couches, no been turbo S'ing if you're guessing. Carbon fiber everywhere, the boys are Jetson. Top sitting on it perfect like a Stetson. I ain't no cowboy, I want it now, boy. This is your burial, just call me Soundboy. Minus the patois, nigga, the flow is agua. Poppy sold me a brick and taught me the cha-cha. Godfather part 3.
Can't go wrong there. Alright, so we got another song. Bobby Brown is the name of the song.
Let's end it with that, Bobby.
We gotta end it with this. Let's go.
Produced by Ben Billions.
Yeah! I already like it.
Fighting for the 98. Now I'm in that 2%. Flashbacks to 02. R. Kelly in the news again. Hoping this confusion ends. I can't afford to lose again. Real life, no Superman. That's why the villains usually win. They just want the soul, so I get home and pop some Lutheran. Crapping on a Sunday, dirty looks from all the Lutherans. Check my network, I don't need the network. I'm burning holes in my $1,000 sweatshirt. Turning holes into $1,000 experts.
Shout to Bobby.
Shout out to Bobby.
Exactly, not rest in peace.
No, not yet.
Rest in peace. Yeah. Not yet.
Shout out to New Edition.
Live forever, that's right.
He's going to live forever. He's been one of those dudes.
I believe so.
He's one of those records that no matter what, I'll buy them.
Yeah.
I bought 3 Bobby Brown records in the past month, I think.
Oh, really? What?
Wow. It's $2 each, probably.
Of course.
Hey,
all under $10.
Picture cover records?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be picture cover records.
Bobby Peter, why not buy a Bobby Brown, you know, white beater?
How about it? Yep.
My Prerogative.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Come
great.
On, man.
Pumping around.
Oh,
good
wow.
enough.
Wow.
They're all picture covers.
That's true, man.
I am looking for a Ralph Tresvant sensitivity Ooh. Record.
There is a picture cover for that.
Yes. Yeah, you yep. probably have it.
Yes, I am. Sorry.
You're not selling that. Right?
No.
All right. But,
so let's go with the album rating. Okay, so we got Mumble Rap from Belly. Now, what is your take on this? I liked it.
I like his production better than, I mean, we're not comparing, okay. but just because we have them three out. I like his production better than the other two.
Okay.
That being said,
yeah.
I still gotta listen to him lyrically, but I can kind of tell where he's going, especially starting to rock. I think it's 3.5.
Okay.
Crazy, I would say he's more than Master Killer, but yeah, 3.5, man.
No, fair. I like it, yeah.
I can listen to that probably more than the other two.
That is
Which
more
is weird
fun.
For me, right? Because I'm down for the mm-hmm. woo. But I mean, honestly, I can listen to that this more.
But I think just because of our ages and how we have just grown up with all the Wu-Tang stuff, it's a borderline a monotonous type of thing. But we know millions of Wu-Tang songs.
Right.
We know what that's going to sound like. We don't really know this.
True.
Because it's
true.
New. Intriguing. It's fresh.
Pretty intriguing.
It's intriguing.
Yeah.
Which I agree. I would totally listen to this album way right. more than the Master Killer album. Oh, way yeah. more than the Kool Kids album, because yeah, it just yeah, sounds yeah. more entertaining.
Cool Kids should have went a little bit more of this production. Should have that.
They played it safe. Dukes, Kool Kids played it safe.
A Boy Wanda and stuff, you know.
This, I was going to borderline give this 4 mics.
Oh.
You know what? Based off of what we've seen today and the fun entertainment of this, I'm going to stand and give this 4 mics.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll stay with 3.5.
Okay.
Compose, what you got?
I'll stay right in the middle. 3.75.
Ah, that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah. 4 mics is tough.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna take a gamble with that.
Oh, take a gamble, okay.
Because we need that 4 mic album.
Since I'm in the house, I'm just curious, yep. like, what are some of the newer rappers that you kind of have?
Droog is like my favorite dude. You hear that guy, old Droog?
Oh, the old man Droog.
The old man Droog. You gotta listen to that cat.
I want to.
No. Dude, he's like this. He's kind of like this, but more lyrical.
Like it's in essence like this.
Yeah, it's kind of like this.
It's
more
like
lyrical.
This, yeah.
Droog, I like this guy's name, Loaf Music. They're kind of like Joey Badass. Mm. They're like Joey Badass's badass little brothers.
Okay, so a little more grimy.
Polished. Yeah, less polished, but then they kind of like have a little, like more Joey and a little bit ASAP.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Sounds good.
So I like that style. People have been digging West Side Gun a lot. I don't know if you heard that cat. But his voice is kind of irritating. He's like brothers with Staley. Staley, I don't know if you heard that cat. That's his brother.
Yeah.
But,
well, what about you?
I would go with Droog. I would go with Dave East. I think the potential is there with Dave East.
He has a lot of
he's gonna
eyes
blow.
On him right now.
Yeah, he's going to
blow. Sure.
Not yet, but he signed to Def Jam. I think with the Def Jam backing, they're going to take him. Mm-hmm. They're going to propel him. After that... This right here is good. I mean, this is as far as like the pop stuff, and I've told this to you many times, I'm not going to shy away from the Migos because it's comedy to me. Mm-hmm. And I think it's entertainment. It's not lyricism galore.
I'm almost positive you can compare to the Migos now to
Juvenile.
Someone from our
Craig Mack.
Era.
Remember Craig Mack?
Even more so. Yeah. Like, there must have been an artist comparable in that time.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course
it
is. There's good and bad to this, as we know. Like, the internet created Migos.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody thought they could, now thinks they can rap. Everybody thinks they can do this.
You know what's funny? Remember that meme where Coachella had, like, just Migos, like, all that stuff? 100% now, they can headline Coachella.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is
I think
it
about
is
that
now.
All the time. It's like,
that is what it is.
Figured it out. I don't know.
And if you really systematically break down the lyrics of, for example, Bad and Bougie, if you really were to sit down and read what they're saying, it's clearly what millennials are walking around talking. That's how they talk.
I thought there was only one dude at first.
Exactly. It sounds like it's one guy. There's three, four
know.
Guys on this thing.
I didn't know.
It's the same. And you've seen them perform live. It's
I'm not
going to
say that they're lyricists by any means. But
no.
Not There's a time and place for everything.
Correct.
Yes. Very true. Very
That's the thing.
True.
Master Killer.
There's
always
place.
There's a little
yeah,
piece of me
place.
That want to hear that sometimes.
Put it this way: if I was 22 sometimes. Years old, bro, yeah. I don't want to hear Master Killer in the club because
you
I want to get.
You will not hear Master Killer.
No. Hashtag no.
Cool Kids or maybe a little bit of Belly, but.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you got to go where the girls want. What the girls want.
You remember, too, when we were kids, we were listening to rap. We liked the West Coast. We liked the East Coast. We liked Dr. Dre. We liked Gangstar.
But
we liked
funny,
it all.
But it's funny, but you could play Wu in the club before.
Oh, yeah.
Before. But as far as, like, we all would like everything. Where now you don't have that. You have the hip hop guys that's gonna like Mexico. Oh, yeah. I don't like Migos, man. And then the Migos guys are gonna be like, I don't like Nas, man. You should just embrace everything and just see.
That's only us.
That's what I'm saying.
The young dudes actually like everything.
Our generation is not gonna be translated to the new generation.
New generation like everything.
No, the new generation does not
they
like
do,
everything.
I deal with millennials every day in the shop.
They listen to Nas.
They do. The guys that come, they listen to Migos, they listen to Mumble Rap, they listen to Nas.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's
a
thing. They're not like us. Where it's
you
like,
know how I said like all of our stuff is like in the old school stations. Yeah. It's like now it's becoming cool again to retro.
Oh yeah, retro is huge.
Yeah.
Look at all the shirts now. Yeah.
That is true.
I bet you a Wu-Tang shirt is a pretty tough seller in like, what is that store again? Damn it! But like they sell tons of merch. Stuff,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
It's
right.
Just a time and place for everything. It's just
I think
how
that's
it
the
works.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's how it goes. I'm impressed with the three. Selection you had kind of a good
that's
what we wanted
so
to do.
You asked us what we're listening to, so what are you playing, what's your top three in the club,
what do you personally like, and what do you see as the power rankings in the club?
I feel everything is really force fed to the majority,
right?
So like, you know, all this mumble rap,
right,
all these SoundCloud rappers.
Right.
Surprisingly, man, people know them.
Yeah.
I can't even keep up.
Were you up on the Russ, the whole Russ and all that
I
stuff?
I don't even, I was like, he first came to Hawaii,
right?
I work, you know, fairly closely with like whoever, right? I was like, who is this guy?
Right.
Yeah.
They sold out like three shows or something.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing.
Some of these concerts where I would think like it's a no-brainer is a brainer.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Look at Future.
That's my point.
Look at what happened
with
that.
That's my point.
Very bizarre.
Bizarre.
Why are you going to put that in Blazo? Giving away 1,000 tickets for free.
2-for-1s.
I mean, amazing. But then you have a guy like Chance the Rapper. Sell out one. They got a little
Future,
greedy. Make a second one.
Like anywhere else in the world. This is such a interesting
The market here is,
man.
Yes.
So interesting.
Hawaii is an interesting
And okay, market. Let's talk about this. Joe Coy just sold 8 shows out.
That's
in one sitting.
Yeah.
8. Did you guys know about this?
I thought he sold 3. Last time I checked was 3.
It's
he
amazing.
Got to 8. And it's gone. It's like.
It's all because it's Tacoma video.
Yeah. Do you believe the hype on this guy?
Joe what are we talking about?
Joe Coy.
He's funny.
I mean, if you want to know my real, I can't stand him.
That's what I mean. You enjoy him?
His comedy is just. I mean, it's not because I'm Filipino, but it's like. It's been years of that.
Yeah.
He just
Correct.
Says, like, you know what I mean?
Put it this way.
I went to his concert at Republic, and I was given these tickets.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Now he's selling. But, hey, man, that's dope, man.
Yeah,
Just that means I don't know anything. You know what I mean?
Was it just like that girl, the one who does the nail salon joke?
Oh,
yeah.
What's
her name? Angela?
Sold out, too.
Now, what's
that
about?
Like,
I don't find that funny at all.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it's just because we grew up here. We've like you said, this has been going on for years. It's nothing fresh, you know? But they're doing it.
Yeah.
Boredom.
I appreciate it, though.
Yeah,
by
yeah.
no means did I mean to, you know.
I feel you, man.
No. I mean, and you're not alone in that thought process, so that is totally fine.
Yeah. That means just I don't know anything, because if Joe Coy will sell 8 shows and Future
Correct.
Can barely
Correct.
Do a draw, like.
Exactly.
Man.
The market is tough.
Well, his show didn't seem to, like, Chance's show was like a show, right?
Is amazing.
Well, the Future
but
show
the Future
was
show had
not
two guys
done right.
dancing around and a DJ.
But that's what I mean.
That's the market, though. Right?
It will sell multiple times over
in the mainland.
Oh.
Yeah.
In other countries, everywhere.
Yeah.
So why is it Hawaii?
I don't know what it is.
The hardest. That we're
I don't know. Oh, and shout to Dig Lifestyles.
Oh yeah.
They sold out 2 Ja Rule Ashanti concerts.
Right. So that's clearly the market. So look at the Hawaii market. Ja Rule Ashanti had bangers.
Consistent bangers
throughout the 2000s. People know this. People know this now are older. They have money.
Right.
They're going to buy these tickets with nothing.
They
want
to go back to that feeling.
For future people don't have money.
Future people, not as much of that demand.
Or like, it's like a $100 ticket, right?
Right.
The demo of the people that would spend $100. Everyone likes Future.
Right.
Mostly. You know what I mean? It's great, but would you spend $100?
Would you spend?
Yeah,
exactly.
You could probably watch it. Lollapalooza live.
Turn on the radio, it's
right.
on every
it's on,
they
yeah.
other
know,
song.
You,
right.
YouTube, you can watch him perform live.
Ja Rule, but you're going to have that nostalgia feeling, like how Genuine's going to come here.
Right.
Like how 112 is going to come here.
They did.
Right?
They killed
exactly.
it.
Yeah, they killed it.
Envy Riders killed it out
No.
here.
No. What? One hit, right?
I was like looking. I was like, Jesus Christ, I don't know anything.
That's like one song. I don't even remember.
Go figure. But that the nostalgia.
Nasty Boy Click.
Wow. Nasty Boy.
Killed it.
Wow.
Damn, not mad.
It was to bring back Kai.
Wow. Well, they brought back Forte.
Forte. I don't know who was the headliner.
He was there at that, yeah.
I don't know who was the headliner. Yeah. But it wasn't the headliner.
Right.
Forte was the headliner. Wow. Shout out to Forte.
Who else was there? It was Forte and
it
who?
Was Shy. I almost cried.
Well,
yeah, it was good. I sang along pretty heavily.
Of course. Yeah. But that's going to pull on our demo because that's what we remember. We want to go back to that time. We have money.
We have money. Yeah, there you go. We have money.
Why do you think all these...
I don't have money.
You get it free, bro. Knock it off, bro.
I'm not going to... I'm not touching that one right now. I am not saying
anything. You don't need money, bro. You get it free, bro.
You and money should not be in a conversation.
You go to the $5 rave and you call me up, bro.
Forget it. This ain't Cap'n Center.
Oh, I'm going to say this right now. How fun was that?
That was a free event, I think.
Cap'n Center. Frost.
There was no money. No money was made there.
I don't get paid. G-Spot still owes me like 5G's, bro.
G-Spot
owes... Everything I did for him at $20
paid. There's some cash there, I think.
Good lord. Good character, I guess.
But that sums it up. I mean, that's it. We're over time again. Compose. We could do this all night long. Yeah. All day, all night.
Well, we got to get to the next segment anyway.
We got
to
get out of here. Yeah, we got to get out of here because we got to get ready for the NBA.
Okay, we ready.
Let's do it.
Lake show.
Camera shuts down.
Camera shuts down, bro. So we're going to get everything set up for a third segment.
Ready. Yeah.
Compose can get ready. He's going to get his notes ready. Sleep time's over. Season 6, Episode 3, the NBA preseason preview with DJ Compose, Captain Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Woo!
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Gold chain post, man, yo chains for you. Yo bitch spoiled, but don't remain loyal. Boy, I get a whiff of blood in the water when I sniff out a lick and I'm locked on. Gucci Ghost Raincoach, Trouble was my middle name, always in trouble. My pops had the bubble outside in the huddle with my main man. We ain't had no reason to do this shit. We ain't had no reason to be misfits. It was cold, it was freezing out in Richmond. It was cold, it was freezing in the district. The same city where I used to run amok at. Now I come back and spend a buck at. Now let me show you how it look. I stood over the same stove and cook. While I just let it marinate. They think they playing the same game, but I swear they ain't. Whoa, hold on, something going on. Call my phone, it's credit card. Call it, safe thing, call it. See me with the number and rate thing. Call it like, whoa, hold on, something going on. Call my phone, it's credit card. Call it, safe thing, call it. See me with the number and save, just call me like.
Jump off the porch to a Porsche. Trying to stay away from the courts. Air Max on my force. Bojack, not the horse in the trap. Got the works. Take it back to the stools.
Dang, I need to get that ass.
All right, sleep time's over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris.
I'm here.
I'm doing my rock radar.
I'm here.
Zach Morris, sit down, bro.
Sit down. Be
sit
humble.
Sit down. Oh, nice. season 3, season 6, episode 3, the NBA preview with...
Pew, 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 pew.
With...
Our friend and yours.
If we...
DJ Extraordinaire. DJ Compose.
That's right.
How about it?
Hey.
Long time friend. Good time, buddy.
Very stoked to be here, guys. High five.
Finally, I tell you what. How's that? Right off the bat. High five.
Friendly high five. Mm-hmm. So, Compose, tell us a little bit about yourself.
That's
a great intro question.
I thought you were going to help me out, Kat.
I mean, geez.
Hi. I'm long time friends with these guys. It's been quite a while since we've all been...
Yes.
In the same area together, right?
Yes.
And a lot of history here.
Yes. You know, we all DJ, who cares? This is what it's about.
Yes, there you go.
This is what the real
we need
is.
To hear, bro.
This is what we need
exactly.
to hear.
Exactly.
The season's
about to start.
That's right.
And let's get it going.
But before we get to that, your favorite basketball team? NBA.
If you don't know, I am the show.
Oh, whoa, whoa. If you it's don't like, know. It's like Superman,
go.
Bro.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, there we go.
There you have it.
There you go, bro.
LA.
Black Mamba.
LA. All day.
LA all day, bro.
So when it came to the season preview,
right.
Okay, and we're going to have another discussion, a panel discussion. We did this with the boxing, the Mayweather fight. I was thinking, okay, who can we have?
Right.
Who can we possibly have that we can go back and forth with that's going to know what's going on, that's going to be informative, and we're going to be able to flow with it? None other. This gentleman right here.
DJ Compose. There you go.
First one on the list.
Number one Laker fan, bro.
We don't need to write our list down. We look at number one right there.
DJ Compose. I don't know if he made the right choice, but let's see. Let's see. Here we go.
I know. Number two on the list then.
Short list.
I'm not sure who number two is, but let's focus on the now. Let's focus on number one on the list. DJ Compose.
I tell you what. Well,
he's ready.
We got a set of questions.
All right.
And you two guys are going to debate.
So we're gonna do something different than the usual NBA previews. We're gonna do like as a fans, as like just guys hanging out, and just with unique questions that are gonna lead to the main question of okay, who's gonna
gloves
win,
off,
obviously.
Mask off,
dance off, pants off.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Wow.
How about that?
What party did I join?
Bars.
So let's just go with it. Okay, Kevin, you're gonna be what's known as the mediator.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That's what they call. Yeah, let's go, let's go.
All right, here we go. NBA season preview.
Number one, let's
DJ Compose on my left.
How about it?
DJ Zach Morris on the right. Let's go.
Let's go. With it.
All right. So what do you guys think is the best under the radar season, off-season move?
Oh, that's right. Okay, so we had a little discussion before the show.
Oh, okay.
That question's in play. But we got to start it off with this.
You giving me bad notes, bro.
I printed it early.
Horrible.
Bottom line is this. Question number one is... the off season itself. How was the off season?
How was the off season?
Can I tell you guys something?
Right here. Let's go.
Off the bat, I think the NBA is like the best thing ever.
Yes.
Right when the finals ended, it just kept going. They got it. They the draft.
Yeah.
True.
You know,
we're still talking about it.
Yeah. The draft, the trades, all the signings, all the free agents, like. It has never stopped. This summer has been the best ever. I believe. It's been crazy. Yeah. What do you think?
I agree totally. That is why the NFL is on the way out. I give them at least five more years before the NBA takes it over.
Yeah, they're slowly.
Because you look at the NBA, they're staying clean. There's no domestic violence. There's no controversy going on.
Right.
They're just keeping it clean, keeping it interesting. Even though we all know Warriors are the guys, we're still excited to see this thing going on.
Because there's basically two types of teams right now.
Correct.
The haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a lot of horrible teams, but there's a couple of them that are swinging for the fence.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's unlike any other sport because you in the NFL, that doesn't happen.
Right.
At any given Sunday, anybody wins, right?
Right.
But for the most part, we know who's going to be top four seeds, and that's how it's going to go down. But we're still intrigued by this.
Yeah.
So it's a very unique situation.
Yeah. So let's try to put out some of the crazier moves that happened. What do you think? Yeah.
Well, waking up in the morning and seeing Chris Paul traded to Houston.
Right.
That I couldn't. At first, and you know, I millions of texts are going back and forth. And I tell him, brah. And I was texting you.
Background, every time there's even a little like blip or anything, we text each other like, what do you think, blah, blah, blah.
Just go, wow.
Yeah. He is the one. I was on staycation at Aulani, and then I was like on nerves because, you know, like I said, I'm a Laker fan.
Right.
Before Bleacher Report hit me with the alert, this guy tells me D'Angelo got traded.
I wanted to
kill myself, honestly. That's for a little later.
You were a D'Angelo fan?
Huge.
Oh, nice.
Then we'll get to that.
Yeah, but do you follow him? I mean, are you a fan because he was on the Lakers, or are you following him still?
Oh, I'm definitely buying the D'Angelo jersey. But also, this Nike thing is making me buy
I
already spent a lot of money already.
How great a job they're doing. Just
killing it.
They got it figured out. But that's
well,
just
anyways,
how it goes.
Yeah. So this guy is somewhat of my Bleacher Report alert guy. So, but all summer, all crazy. Chris Paul.
Yeah.
I'm a little shocked about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
the first thing I told you was, I'm sad that Beverly's gone. And then you told me, shut up.
What are you talking about? Yeah, he was like, oh, he was the heart and soul of this team.
Yeah,
oh, come on, man.
Well, he was.
Buzz, but I got it. I'm all in. I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm
should be in. Good.
They look
let's
talk.
Let's
insane.
Just go ahead and talk about that trade then. So it's kind of weird that they traded for someone that's going to be real ball dominant alongside of Harden, right? I'm a little weary about that.
Well, look at it this way, though. He needed help. In the Spurs series,
clearly.
He was done.
Yeah.
So he need that.
He gave too much.
Right.
He needs someone else to kind of alleviate.
Right.
So, bruh, not going to work, bruh.
It's going
to... Sorry, bruh. No. Not going to work.
Let me try this to tell you right now. I'm going to say
it didn't work
brief.
At the clip set. It's not going to work.
It's not going to work at the clip set. You got Chris Paul, Austin Rivers, for God's sake.
No, Austin Rivers. I don't want to talk about
Austin
Rivers.
Chris Paul exits, Harden is the point guard. When Harden exits, Chris
so
Paul
this is
going to
change
guard.
Off point
48
guard.
48 minutes of point guard dominance right there. And he can shoot.
So they're never
going to
be on
shoot.
The field, they're going to be on the floor at the same time.
No, you can go three-guard rotation. You can put Eric Gordon in there.
Oh, yeah.
Sub out Paul.
The NBA is
a guard.
No, yeah, it's positionless anymore. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It does not matter.
So it's not going to matter.
And you could have 2-point guards.
Exactly. Right. When's the last time Chris Paul scored over 20 points?
No.
Chris Paul does not score 20 points anymore. He will gladly give it to Harden to shoot in the corner or to do his thing. He's not a guy that's going to... He's 33. He's not going to be some guy that needs his points.
Speaking of the teams that swung for the fences, this is it. Because if this doesn't work, I'm not sure.
Oh, totally.
Blow it up, bro.
Oh, totally. He's only on a one-year deal. He hasn't signed an extension. Chris Paul can just say, see you later.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they are taking a gamble if this works. Right now, it looks like they're scoring 130 a game.
Scoring was never the problem.
It was never the problem, right. So that's where they
running
got,
out of gas, Harden, too much on his plate.
The defense.
Yeah.
And then that kind of leads into the next, the question you first asked was like the under-the-radar offseason.
Right.
With all these big moves.
Right.
Like, what do you think as far as something that no one's talking about that happened?
I mean, clearly... All the blockbusters, right? We're talking about the Paul Georges of the world, Mellos, whatever, all these crazy ones. I kind of like the Redick to the Sixers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, one-year deal.
Yep, one-year deal.
Yep.
They have all the kids, all the studs over there.
Yep.
They if do.
Everything kind of turns out. One, the Redick, he's going to basically take care of their shooting.
Yep.
And it's going to get rid of the Clippers. So, like, that was a real under-the-radar move
that
I really liked.
Yeah, he played it smart money-wise, taking the one-year deal, because he's going to want a longer deal after this year.
Right.
He was going to go to Houston, but then he changed his mind because they got Eric Gordon.
How fun is the Sixers are going to be this year? You know?
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Everything.
There is one factor for the Sixers that needs to be dealt with, though. We'll get to that.
Playoffs, though?
Why
in
not?
The East, why
the
not?
The East.
It's the East.
Yeah.
The East seed is going to be brutal for the East. It's going to be brutal. 35 wins, maybe.
Yeah. 35, 41.
Well, I tell you, I never realized, obviously, I say Jay Crowder to Cleveland. No one talked about that in the Isaiah Thomas trade. He's a great wing defender. You know they're going to put him on Durant.
Right.
Very under the radar. He's a good player for that type of team that they're going to be doing.
Considering what they had to do.
Exactly.
They were kind of forced into that corner, but they made the best out of it, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I think they won that trade.
Yeah.
I think Cleveland won that trade, clearly. Mm-hmm. And you've got Derrick Rose on the team that's just going to play 10, 15 minutes. That's all you need.
You look pretty good, bro, with his dreads.
That is correct, yes.
But I got a dread,
I don't know about that look.
He had a little crossover.
I kind of liked his fade.
Like the fade?
Yeah, I like
he's
fade.
A fade guy.
Change it up, bro.
You know, that'd be like Michael Beasley. But
there you go, him, D-Wade, bro, championships. I smell it all the way, bro.
They have a very deep team.
Yes.
Way more thorough than
past
years.
Yes, exactly.
Losing Kyrie, though, man, that's kind of a...
It was... Well, speaking of new uniforms, okay, so question three, Kev, I was going to direct it to because we...
Player who looks weirdest in new uniforms.
Bar none, it has to be Isaiah. Isaiah Thomas gave his heart and soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave, I mean, let's think about what he had to go through just during the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
He lost his sister.
Yeah.
He got through injuries. He played through all the injuries.
Yeah.
And did it. He's like he might be on my height. He might be.
Yeah.
Nah,
I'm kind of
exaggerating.
Let's not get exaggerated.
Yeah.
You're not the tallest of guys, but that's okay.
But he goes in there, he gives his heart, and for me, Boston was one of those teams where I would have felt would have rewarded that. Mm. But nah, this is a business.
Danny Ainge don't play
right. Nah, I think they knew he was maybe injury prone, you know? Yeah. Like D-Rose.
That was the reason.
So Ainge was like, shoots.
That was the reason. He didn't pass the physical. But have we forgotten Danny Ainge is a jerk? Have we forgotten? This is
he's
Danny.
Shrewd. He's awesome. A shrewd guy. He's awesome. He is I mean, able. On paper, on paper, A plus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
On totally. Paper. Yeah. But that's what's clearly a business decision.
Well,
that's
you know what college you went to, right?
You're the college guy.
Oh, BYU.
That's right.
Played Hawaii, bro.
That's right.
Killed us every year.
Tied that mark.
80s. I was
that was early.
As a business decision, I love it. Yeah. However, it's shocking to see that they got rid of him.
That's crazy, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very shocking.
Mm-hmm. But it's a smart move.
Yeah. Weirdest uniform, you gotta be. Hey, there you go. Yes, there you go. You got people. This is it. She wants to know who looks the weirdest in the uniform. In my pick, Carmelo Anthony, bro. Carmelo Anthony looks off in that jersey. There's something that's not gonna work with that team. Something's not.
You don't think so?
Melo wanted out of New York, but I don't think he wanted to go there.
Ah, man.
You think he was forced?
Forced out?
Yes, because there's no other way. Because they couldn't do a deal with Houston. Obviously.
Yeah.
They don't want Ryan Anderson. So
nobody wants
No one
wants Ryan Anderson.
So therefore, you send him out. And the GM for OKC is a genius. Look at what he did.
Oh yeah.
Paul George
really is.
He came out for nothing.
Probably the best GM.
By hands down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it just looks weird. I don't know how long that's gonna last. He's not wearing a hoodie when he's playing the game.
So Melo is also on a 1 year, am I right?
He can opt out.
And PG's on a 1 year.
He is on a 1 year.
But Westbrook signed for
which, yes. So, your thoughts on that? Westbrook signing, so what does that lead to?
No, it's definitely going to make it a lot harder for them to leave. Yeah. It was already a foregone conclusion. PG, yep. LA, whatever, yeah. Whatever. That's another topic.
Yep.
But how does he leave now? How does he leave? I mean,
they got to build that bench up, though. Yeah. They have nothing on their bench. So that's
for them to pull the move they did this summer is a robbery. And to keep Adams too, which is I thought at least give up Adams. They did
at least.
Yeah. So
we watched the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. We watched OKC and their bench, which was trash.
Mm-hmm.
And they got so much value out of that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I like I really like the GM over there.
Yeah.
Killing it over there.
Indiana's an idiot. The team's an idiot. They're banking on Victor Oladipo. He's from Indiana.
He's from Indiana.
Let's go.
Hometown.
No one cares.
No one cares about hometown.
No one cares.
Must watch league pass team.
You got league pass, right? You still do
no.
That?
Oh, I used to, but now the Lakers are every.
That's right.
So
you luck out.
Yeah. My team is already whatever. You but
Sportsnet.
Yeah. I watch tons of basketball. Right. You know what I mean. Low key, I kind of like the Wizards.
Mm.
Really? You would watch the Wizards over the Sixers, over the Wolves?
I mean,
I'd rather watch the Wolves.
Good teams, all league pass, but I mean, John Wall is like must watch TV for me. Yeah.
He needs a nickname, John Wall. Because whenever we mention John Wall, we just say, I don't think so. Because we always mention John Wall. We never say John.
Yeah.
We never say, Wall. He needs a nickname.
Yeah, he's pretty beast right
because
there.
Because he could be a potential MVP if he sticks around. If he doesn't get injured.
How's that team? Let's analyze.
The Wizards? They didn't do much. I mean, they still got Gortat. They still got Bradley Beal. Otto Porter they re-signed.
They got that rookie guy too. Forgot what his name was.
They got Kelly Oubre.
That guy.
But they didn't really do much, but they were a hot team.
However, in the East, you don't have to do much to do much. What are we talking about? Easily home court team, right?
Oh, easily top four.
Yeah.
Easily.
So.
Yeah, which doesn't really say much.
Yeah, but.
But, yeah.
They're on along the lines of the Raptors with DeRozan.
Kyle Lowry.
Did you went to the game, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I thought they're going to be they're nice, man.
At first, I watched both games. The first game, I was like, oh, my God. I think they're done. I don't know. I don't see it, but they're okay.
Yeah, they're benched.
Yeah.
They're okay.
They'll be home court East.
Easily. Yeah, I think so. But then, must watch. I mean, I got to say the Rockets because it's Hawaii. What can I do? And then I would watch Sixers games. I would be intrigued to see what goes on over there with those guys.
I'm so biting my lip right now because you know what team I'm thinking is must watch, right?
Might as well say it.
What's up with the Lakers? Aren't you intrigued to see what we're going to do?
Segue well. What is question number five, sir?
Question number five, most intriguing player to watch.
Lonzo Ball, hands down, Lonzo Ball. Most intriguing
player. Man, I wasn't my answer for that, but really? I mean.
Why wouldn't he be? Because this is the most intriguing since LeBron got another. Everybody's going to wonder what he's doing.
Are you watching him to succeed or fail?
I think he'll succeed. Because I like that family. I think it's a good family, and I'm not a hater against him. Oh, yeah. I like the dad. He's a soccer mom galore, but he loves his kids. He loves his wife. That's a big deal. The wife went through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't leave her.
I guess you watch Facebook.
Well, I saw a little bit of it. Who hasn't? Yeah. But you watched it, right? I'm sure you watched it.
Of course. Trust me, man. Like, yes. I'm in and out of everything. This. I know a lot about, like, Caruso. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
Well, that's like our 15th player of the two-year.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, so, see, that's a hard one to
look at. Okay, most intriguing player. Yeah. Who are you picking? If it's not Lonzo, who you got?
I don't know. I'm interested to see what's up with the Greek freak.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Giannis.
I think he might become, like, a legitimate MVP caliber player this year.
Totally agree.
Like, everyone's real high on Towns, all of the young studs, right? Yeah. Towns, like, he's the base or whatever.
Yeah.
I think he's way better than Towns. Yeah. And with that team, how he's, like, the focal point, they put the 7-foot guy as a point guard. Word. Jason Kidd surrounded him with all these role players.
They're missing just one or two more guys. And they got something big over there.
Yeah, we're talking about home court. They might push for a home court in the East.
I don't see why not.
Yeah. But yeah, he's intriguing.
That's a good one.
Embiid signed this crazy deal just the other day. He'll probably
break his knee after this.
That's such a weird deal. Why? 5 years. Five years.
Let's just put it this way, though. Let him go in the open market. Someone's going to give him this crazy money.
Desperation, yeah.
Dude, so, like, the NBA is so nuts, like, they'd give this guy the money.
He's played only 31 games.
Why not be in front of the whole situation?
So, over under, how many games do you think the NBA is going to play?
Yeah.
I'm praying he plays.
He's not playing now. He's not even playing in the preseason. He's sitting
Why
up still.
Why play the preseason? There's no
reason. Well, granted, okay, when he does get on there, he's phenomenal, but I say 40 games. I say he's got to get over 40 games this year.
Whoa. You're saying he's not even going to play half
the season?
And they gave him $30 million a year?
That's why this is weird. Ooh, wow. He sat out the first 2 years. Mm. Remember that?
Trust me. I feel that they are in preparation for this. So now they're going to unleash this guy. He's bananas. So.
Oh, he's phenomenal. He can be MVP. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Let's just see.
Yeah, let's see. I feel like he'll play about 65 games, hopefully. Oh, okay. 65. A little higher.
So you got 65 and 40.
40
is like half.
He played 31 last year. If he gets a 9-game improvement.
Nice then. Yeah. Oh, there you
Success.
Go, bro.
Success. How much that comes out to a game? Who knows?
What about Dwight Howard? Will him beating Charlotte save his reputation?
You know,
or does he even have a reputation?
What?
I said he was on the list. I said...
Come on.
I said something a while ago about Dwight Howard.
What?
When he got traded from Atlanta, all the Atlanta players were cheering. Supposedly. With everyone not liking this guy, he pretty much is down to less than 10 friends in the league. With the emotional issues that he has, I would not be surprised to commit suicide.
Wow, what the heck?
I said it before, I'll say it right now. He's an emotional guy.
He's a wreck. He's a team killer, coach killer.
Yeah, he's a killer.
Every killer.
Yeah.
I've witnessed it firsthand. Yo,
clearly we both witnessed it.
Remember the "This is gonna be fun" cover with Nash?
With Nash and Good Lord.
I bought that.
You bought?
Of course you did.
You had to.
I bought the cover with him and Mikhail.
I was in LA with the they had the billboard saying "Stay Dwight" or whatever.
Oh yeah. Oh, stay D12. God. Yep.
Yeah. That was a nightmare.
I was nervous about, is he going to sign with Houston? What's he going to do?
You wanted it.
I wanted it.
Oh.
What's wrong with you? Because we didn't know what we know now. We didn't.
So why is he still in the league? Because he's big.
He's a big man. Yeah. Serviceable.
You know, I think, I mean, it's clearly mental because he has all the skills. I think someone got into his head. It was like, oh, you can't play the way you were supposed to. You were playing early in your career.
He always fights the way that people want him.
Yeah, to. Yeah, like, get on the block. What are you
Pick
doing?
And roll.
Yeah.
Don't go in the post. You suck in the post. And he probably takes offense to that.
Yeah.
And then he gets into his head. That's why he can't make free throws in the game. He keeps saying that I can make free throws in practice. He never does.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be in Charlotte. He's going to be Kemba Walker. Going to be alley-ooping him to him like all day. And that's about it. That sums him up.
I'm not really stoked on that. Is he even starting?
Remains to be seen.
Yeah, better start.
Yeah. Remains to be seen.
So speaking of starters, best bench in the NBA.
Oh, what you got?
I mean, come on, man. Let me just give you the real, okay? Swaggy P last year was our best player in the Lakers.
Yep.
I'm not sure he's going to get 10 minutes on the Warriors.
That's a great pickup. Yeah.
I mean,
very underrated pickup there.
Yeah.
The Warriors, bottom five can beat a lot of this. You know what I mean?
JaVale McGee.
Right.
That's all you got to say.
He's Livingston, improved. All these guys.
Livingston's
Jesus
a starter.
Christ, man.
Livingston can start. It's clearly the Warriors.
Yeah.
And the chemistry is there. Mm-hmm. They're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing really. You can say the Cleveland bench now, but they have no chemistry because they just all met each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're a stacked bench, but the chemistry of knowing where to be is going to
Rolls.
Exactly. Exactly.
How's Boston's bench now that they have a...
It's all their young guys. It's all Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Smart. That's it.
There's a lot of studs over
they
there.
They got stacked, but not going to compare it to the veterans, the Cleveland guys.
Ah, underrated signing that I wanted to bring up with the Spurs, Rudy Gay.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
I think that one might shore up everything, get everything aligned to where they need it to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they have, they lacked some firepower last year. So.
Yeah. It's an aging team, though.
Right.
Yeah.
He's on the wrong side of 30.
They still, I think they, I mean, with Pop, they're going to still handle their business, man.
You got him as a coach, right. Yeah.
What do you think about the Spurs?
We're going to get to that one in a bit, but... It's do or die for them.
Oh, clearly.
Their window is going to close after this season.
This is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
You have their star in Kawhi, who's hurt. You have LaMarcus Aldridge, who's a head case. Clearly, from the playoffs, he couldn't handle pressure. Parker's old. Ginobili's old. Rudy Gay just came off an Achilles, and he's their big get. Pau Gasol, they gave him 3 years. For what? He's 36, 37. So they're on. They need to blow it up soon.
I think that's their plan.
Yeah, they.
But I think this year they could turn some heads. They like being that, like.
Right.
Yeah.
No one talk about them.
February, they're like, what the hell? Like, these guys are running. You know what I mean?
I think they're going to run out of gas in the end. I can see first round out.
Wow. Wow.
Because they're just an older.
Yeah, they got nobody, technically.
They're going to hit 50 wins. Yeah, they're going to hit 50 wins, 53, 54 wins, and then go from there.
Wow.
In the West, that might not mean much. You know?
I don't see Pop the type to blow it up either. So they're just going to run in there and they have no other option. You know
what
I mean?
Or just rebuild around Kawhi.
And speaking of blowing up teams, what about the New Orleans Pelicans?
That's an enigma right there.
Yes.
I believe.
Will they make the playoffs?
No.
I think DeMarcus Boogie is like.
He's skinny now. You've seen that.
He's skinny now. Yeah.
Top 10 player easily.
Oh, yeah.
Talent-wise, everyone talks about him. He's a free agent, right? One more year, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone wants Paul George and whoever, LeBron, to go to L.A. Later topic. I want Lakers to go get him.
Mm.
And that might happen. I don't know. I don't mean.
That would be a smarter move than to get Paul George.
Yeah.
To build around Boogie Cousins. And then you have him, Lonzo Ball. That's your tandem. Right.
That's all hinging on if this whole Twin Tower thing would work out.
Well, I give it till December.
Wow.
I give it till December. They're going to figure it out. They need to figure it out by December. If not, they're going to have to pull the trigger and trade Boogie. They're going to have to.
Because they're not. There's no way they're getting rid of.
They locked him up too, yeah. So they locked him up for 7 more years.
They could give Danny Ainge.
They could.
And get the haul for
it. They could swerve everybody and trade Anthony Davis, but I give it till December before the sun goes down with them. I just don't see it working. Their big get was Rondo to be the facilitator. And he's hurt. Who else you got on that team?
No. They need shooters surrounding them. Do you have Rondo is not a shooter.
Exactly. Yeah. You have Drew Holiday on that team. Mm-hmm. When does he make a mid-range shot?
Ian Clark.
You don't see that. You have no.
There's zero nothing there.
So that's their marketing. Just we have these two big guys.
Do you think two big players of their stature can work against the league right now?
Nah. It's a different league.
Different league.
They can both make threes though.
Yeah.
I mean, but make threes is one thing, but to effectively win on this level,
not at all. They're not going to end the season in New Orleans. Not both of them.
Wow. Over under. Both of them.
Both of them gone or just one gone?
Yeah. No, at the end of the season.
What, their season? They're not going to be there.
Wow. Both of them.
I'm going to go 100%. There you go. It's not going to happen. It's just too much uncertainty there. And if I was a GM, you gotta pull the trigger. It's an experiment that'll be fun.
So that means what? Like, get rid of both of them then?
Boogie's got to be the one to go first.
Because see what you can get,
some kind of value you can get, yeah.
For
because people are not going to pull the trigger on a Boogie trade because they know he's a free agent. So they'll be like, oh, I'm not going to give you nothing. I'm going to wait for the summer. Click. And then what are you going to do? So that's going to be the thing. Then you pull the trigger on Anthony Davis.
Wow.
A lot of uncertainty.
You don't just trade Boogie for like a bunch of people.
The thing he's saying is that Boogie's done this year for his contract.
So if you call me up and you tell me you want Boogie, I'm like, I'm just going to wait for the summer. I'm not going to trade you nothing.
No. I'll give you 2 second round picks.
Exactly. Yeah. Take it or leave it, boy.
So they're screwed then.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a very tricky situation. So what else we got?
Will it work in OKC?
Will it?
It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
I think if Melo plays...
No, he's not going to pay nothing. He's not going to pay.
Hey, in preseason, they passed the ball like 3 times.
He's not going to do that. It's in his DNA.
Is he rank up there with a team killer?
I don't know about that. I don't know about a team killer.
All I know...
He killed the
Nuggets. I think Paul George will, you know, give up the most out of them two.
Right.
Russie's going to do Russie. And
yes.
He's got to do it. Yeah.
He's gonna end up like... At the end of the game, like being blinded out. But then, if they could figure out how to get Melo happy,
touches,
16 shots a game, you know,
hopefully
give it the 11 in the beginning of the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The rest to Russ.
Paul George just plays great D. Dude, they're stacked. Yeah. But I don't know.
They're stacked in those three.
Right.
Then after that, what happens? Yeah. Melo's gonna have to take 20 shots. Who else is? Roberson, Steven Adams, and then name a couple other guys on that team. Yeah, can any of
I
us
can,
do
I
it?
Can't
no,
even.
No, can't
exactly.
Even.
So that it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. They win maybe 45 games. How unless they pull another big trade to get a bench player, to get like a Lou Williams-esque guy or a Jamal Crawford, they can't. How are they gonna get through the playoffs?
They only have one ball.
They got one ball. So I.
Do you think Russie gives up some of it?
He's such a killer. I don't see it.
Yeah.
He's just too focused on him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see
that. It's very admirable that he signed that contract, though. I thought he wasn't.
Holy. You mentioned this to me when this whole Carmelo thing went down. You said that the critical deadline was if he were to sign this extension, which would lead to everything, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, moving along. Will the Lakers make the playoffs?
Is that the litmus test right there? Is that what a successful season is? Okay. The Lakers right now, it's pretty interesting with the new GM, everything going on now.
Right.
Obviously, they're making a push for next season, right? But we just gotta figure out out of all these kids that we have is gonna be the one that we stick with. And before this summer, I was like, okay, we got Lonzo, we got Brandon Ingram, those two are the guys.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone else is expendable. We got rid of D'Angelo, which was, like I said earlier, was probably one of the hardest things I had to do. I'm a big fan of his, And I think he is in the running for the most improved player, by the way.
Oh, I think he's going to ball out.
Yeah, he's going to kill.
Who else is there in Brooklyn?
Yeah, yeah.
He'll be fine.
It would have been nice to see Zoe and D'Angelo together, but I understand.
Jeremy Lin, they had to get rid of
all those atrocious contracts that
Which they amazingly did. Yeah. Like Mozgov gone. They still got Luol Deng, right?
They're going to have to probably get rid of a couple picks by trade deadline to get rid of Deng or something.
Yeah.
Randall or something or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know if playoffs, that would be fun. I think they're in the running. There's a glut from what I'm looking at from like 7 to 11 of West teams that could.
Right.
One thing goes their way,
you know,
they could possibly do some damage. But I don't think that's really the goal here. I just hope Lonzo pans out.
Yeah.
Hope Ingram, I mean, I don't know if you guys watched yesterday's game. He looked kind of, I don't know, man. Oh. Well. No, but he'll be fine. He's still young. But, yeah, I just like what.
Well, they got to get rid of Clarkson. I think that's a more value.
How's this new kid Kuzma though?
I saw that.
Is he Asian?
Yeah. What's the deal with that guy?
I don't know.
Was he like, Pakistan? Where they're like, China.
One of those. Yeah. I don't know. He looks like he's a keeper, or he might be the one from to Utah. Get rid of Deng. You know,
6'9", 220 from Utah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Born in 1995.
Lakers.
1995.
We're listening to the Knots or something. We're doing.
So wait. The question. You have to answer the question.
Will they make the playoffs?
They're in the running for like a dark horse, but no, I don't see that happening.
I don't see it either.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun that
it's fun to watch
that the arrow is pointing up because I mean it's been pretty bad. You know what I mean? You know, but we'll see. I mean, the big story is not this year, are we gonna go really get these two big free agents? I mean,
a lot is in play with that.
So speaking of playoffs, and speaking of Lakers, Rookie of the Year. Who's in the running?
All those Sixers guys, right? Fultz and Simmons.
Ben Simmons might pick. Rookie of the
Year. Lonzo Ball? No.
Close.
I mean, I think I'm going with Lonzo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this year's draft is really good, I think. Yeah. That guy Fox from the Kings, pretty killer. Tatum.
You got the guy Jackson. From Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. DJ. Jackson from the Suns.
Yeah.
Which I like the Suns, by the way. That might be a league pass. That guy Booker,
they're a fun team.
Yeah. Improved guy too. You know, he might sneak into I don't know who an All Star maybe. What do you think?
Possibly because who else is on that team? Right. He's gonna have to lead it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just think Ben Simmons because whenever these guys take a year off, Blake Griffin did the same thing. Blake Griffin came back after the year off. He was good to go. I mean, some of them didn't work out, like Embiid and whatnot, but. Ben Simmons looks like he's got to just get a good shot. He doesn't have a good shot, but
yeah, that was always the question with that guy, right?
Yeah,
but I mean, I'm gonna go with Lonzo. I mean, the whole league is their eyes are gonna be on him every single move.
Definitely.
The one thing I like about Lonzo is I feel like his demeanor allows him to maybe have the success that it's tough. Like his dad's obviously out crazy, maybe
right.
Calculated crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy.
But as long as he plays the way he plays, every time he's been out there, he's been,
he's doing solid. What he's got to do.
Yeah,
right.
He's been doing what
he's improving his shot. That's really what he's needed.
Yeah.
And that's it.
He can pass like a mofo. Man.
And he can pass.
He can pass.
No, good picks on that one. What else we got?
What else we got here? Okay. Is this LeBron's last year in Cleveland? You think he's gonna come back to his hometown?
He stays one more year.
One more year?
Ooh.
He stays one more.
Why though?
Yeah.
Because of the way that this team is stacked. He's got Dwayne Wade on there, finally in Cleveland. I can't see how he can bolt out of this.
There's no one more. It's either there or this is the year that he decides to either go or stay forever.
Say they win again. Does he stay after that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So he would stay and if they win the title.
Yeah, and then end it. That's it. He's going to be there forever.
You got to win it.
Sign a huge contract.
I think they got to win it for him to stay. If not, he's gone.
Yeah.
Where he goes, I don't know.
He's going to L.A. I think it's either L.A. There's no other place. What other team?
I mean, on paper and on, like, for whatever, it sounds amazing. I don't know if that's the direction I personally like. I don't think our roster is ready for something like that.
That's
true.
You know
what I mean? It's like,
because there's no real other viable team. Like, who else is there? Right. They keep saying the Spurs because you want to put in with Popovich.
Right.
And then what?
He's not gonna want to live in San Antonio.
He's like, no one wants to live in San Antonio.
No one wants, well, he's from Cleveland. No one wants to live there either, yeah.
Well, okay, but then after
that, San Antonio's pretty nice though.
I think Wade coming is a sign that he's leaving. It's like, let's do it 1 year. Give me 1 year and then let's go to LA or something. Or whatever.
Everybody bounces.
Yeah. Everybody gotta bounce to
CP3, do something crazy.
Oh.
My dream would be for LeBron to somehow go to New York. I think that would be
They don't mention ever New York.
Yeah, he belongs in, and to revive that city because New York needs some help.
Oh, they would keep They
need something.
So I don't know. I don't even know how that would work. I don't know, but that would be.
You trade the whole team except for the big.
You would have to gut the team.
No, they'd have to get rid of him for sure.
Oh yeah.
You gotta get Porzingis out of there.
Yeah,
dude, that's the only. Yeah, that's one thing they could do. But who?
I like him, by the way.
Oh yeah, he's legit.
I told him that's the dude, man.
He's legit. They just, the owner's crazy and they have no idea how to build around that guy.
They got Tim Hardaway Jr. You know.
Did they clean up at all? Like, is the arrow pointing up to the Knicks right now?
Not at all.
They didn't,
20 wins, maybe.
Yeah. They didn't sort out the GM situation.
They got a new GM, but...
Coach.
They'll be screwed for a while.
Coach is... Hornacek? They got Hornacek still there.
Oh.
Exactly.
Damn.
You got Tim Hardaway Jr. is going to be the leading scorer.
That's my man.
Enes Kanter is going to be there.
Oh, boy.
That's your squad right there. Courtney Lee is still in the league.
Well, speaking of All-Stars...
Noah.
Oh, gosh. Moving on.
So, do you guys like the new All-Star game format?
I like it. It's fun.
We talked about it last time.
I think it's gonna be fun.
They gotta do it live though. Everybody dressing up.
Cause then you go in there, you're gonna choose sides, and then it's like a pickup game. Why not?
Here we go. Move it. Move along. Move along.
There we go.
Okay. I hate it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, let's go with it.
I think it's like putting shame to the whole purity of this whole thing. I understand, you know, the discrepancy between the West and East right now, right?
Yeah.
That's the problem, right?
Yes.
Like, everyone's... But, like, who knows in 5 years from now?
It'll shift.
Yeah. You're just... The way it goes, man.
Okay.
I just remember, like, I know when I watch past All-Star games and whatnot. Like, I know who belonged where, right? Now it's gonna be just like a rock and jock MTV 30-point shot b-ball game.
You wanna keep it pure.
Yeah.
To what it was.
Why? It was. It's just how it goes.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the West does not win the title every year.
Right.
I'm talking about the championship.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, I think it's very short-sighted.
So, 16 seed playoffs. They've been talking about that. Getting rid of the 8th. 1-8, 1-8, just make 16 straight through. Are you for or against?
That, I don't know, man. Like, my point exactly for that. It just,
same with All-Star game.
Yeah, I don't know. You really think you want to do that? So we're gonna have like 13 West teams and 3 East teams to be in the playoffs?
They gotta be the best. I mean, how would you feel if you're a 45 win team in the West and you don't go to the playoffs? How much of a fail is that? Because we just can't get in because everybody is just so. The 8 seed probably could get 50 wins.
Right.
So where does it put you as a team, as a Denver, trying to get into the playoffs, more revenue, and you can't? But with the 16 seeds, Denver's in. And then you have like Warriors play Minnesota, Warriors play Sixers.
Right.
Like a true tournament style. Would that be
entertaining?
I don't
know, maybe I just feel like... change is difficult.
Yeah.
But that shit... Ooh, excuse me.
Pure it. Nobody heard it. No. Sorry. That's purist stuff.
Purist, but... Yeah. I mean...
That's understandable.
I can see why they're looking at, you know, adjusting everything because clearly the East and the West, they're the big...
They see that, right.
Right.
And they're just trying to capitalize because, once again, the NFL is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to just make it as fun as possible.
So I was saying, I'm not a fan of the whole adjusting... All-Star and the playoff seeding thing.
Oh, how's the playoff seeding?
They're trying to make it where just the top 16 teams get into the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that would be it.
He likes it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
Nah, I like because the East-West.
If you're a team that's a Denver, that's the 10th seed, if you're a Lakers, who is, let's say they go 42-40.
You must just have one big, like, you know, league.
No conference.
No conference.
Does anybody care about winning the division anymore? The Southwest Division West, does anyone care?
I think so.
You would want to put a banner saying that you won the Western
Baby
Division?
Baby steps, yeah, for sure.
I like the division. I like the division.
Like, I was telling him, like, remember watching the past All-Star games? Mm. The East Jersey, the West Jersey.
Yeah.
That's understandable, there's
pride.
That's
the purest. That, you know what I mean?
They should have did the picking, but only on the East. So the East get to pick East players. The West get to pick West players. You know what I mean?
So, like, the coaches aren't going to be...
They still have the top vote getters.
Okay.
But they get to pick cross, right? They get to pick, you know.
Well, that's the.
If you're LeBron, like, yo, I'm
that's pick, right now.
You know, Clay, right? You know what I mean?
That's right now. Well, if they're going to go with this. I feel like if they're going to do this, they have to do it the night of.
Yeah. On the spot, live TV.
Right there, you put the spotlight on them, and then LeBron got to pick right now.
Yeah, who's LeBron will pick, bro.
And then the final two guys are going to be left.
Crying,
you put the spotlight on them. You get a lot of laughter, comedy. And then that's what I'm seeing is what they're trying to do, is just make this an entertainment comedy show. Not a curious show.
I love like they're trying to think off the box and like Adam Silver, is that his name?
Yeah.
He's a G, man.
Yeah.
I like
he knows what he's doing.
He has great ideas. He obviously is thinking about the fan.
Yeah.
Right. Thinking of the bigger picture. Yeah. But like that one, I don't know, man. It's like I can see why they're addressing it though.
Yeah.
Cause like he said, a West team with 45 wins compared to the A seed in the East with like 32, maybe. It's tough. It's you gotta address it.
But
right?
then exactly. you don't have the case of upsets coming on then. You know what I mean? Like, you want the 8 beating the first. You know what I mean? You want that like Nuggets. You know?
Why don't have the first against the 16? Well, right. You're gonna have the first and the 16.
Yeah.
Imagine the 16th seeded team is going to have like 38 wins, 16, and they take out the Warriors. 16, can you imagine?
16th team crazy? Might be like Timberwolves. It's not going to be upset because they're all bangers anyway. They just can't figure out how to play together. You know what I mean? So you're going to have like...
You have the NCAA tournament. It's the same situation. We're going to have a Gonzaga going to take out Duke, and we're going to all be in shock. We could have that shock value with a Sixers team beating the Warriors team. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
In a best of five series.
I still remember
that. Something weird might happen. But I mean, it comes down to like,
Is that set in stone already?
No, they're just talking because of the way the All-Star game is set up.
They have tons of crazy ideas.
Yeah, they're trying all kinds of stuff. Yeah. They still want to make a team in Europe, so they're talking all kinds of stuff.
A team in Hawaii.
That's not gonna happen.
Like all the timeout situations, like they're trying to speed up the flow. When you shoot a free throw, you're not allowed to walk past the 3-point line anymore. You gotta
They're trying.
That's good.
Dang, I love that
guy. Can I shake hands? Yeah. You know?
No shake hands, man. Never mind.
No tapping asses, all that kind of
stuff.
No
need already.
Okay, moving along. What else?
We got quickly, to the heavy hitter questions here.
Who's going to lead the league in scoring?
What you got?
Scoring.
32 points. 33 a game, 31 a game.
I'm going Harden.
I got to go Harden.
I mean, could you imagine how much easier he's gonna be able to do what he got to do right now?
That is the point, exactly. Because Durant's not gonna get it.
Yeah,
you have too many guys trying to get their own.
Okay, who's the MVP?
I say Harden because of that reason.
At this point, it's gotta be Harden.
Yeah, I think it's his turn.
He's been running around too many years.
Wes got it, so it's like, okay, who's next?
I say, without bias, Harden. Yeah.
The last
question. He just has the most opportunity to succeed, for sure.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Do the Cavs have a chance against the Warriors in the finals? So we're already predetermining that the Cavs and the Warriors will be in the finals.
Barring some catastrophic thing.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean it's clearly that's it. Will this be a better series than last season? It's got to be.
I think so.
It's got to be. The depth of Cleveland is phenomenal.
Yeah. Right,
they have to be.
Right,
they have to be competitive.
I can't imagine if like D Rose is like pretty decent and Wade just
he might be. He's on a contract year.
He's on a contract year. Yeah. He's got something to prove.
He wants money. That's
right.
Obvious. 100% He wants that money.
Exactly right. So why not?
So you got D-Rose, Wade, and LeBron operating on the highest levels.
You have Isaiah Thomas.
And Isaiah, I forgot about him. Isaiah Thomas. Love. Yeah. Just sitting there shooting threes all
day. You got guys like Channing Frye, Kyle Korver just hanging out.
Yeah.
Thompson on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
Tristan Thompson's on the bench. Jay Crowder is there. You have a stacked lineup. I mean, Warriors are very stacked as well.
Can we just go to the finals, right?
Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, I think if everything goes well, they have a puncher's chance, but dang, the Warriors,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
or just play too well together.
Yeah.
I think they're too much.
I think something that I don't know if it's on this thing, how much longer do you think the Warriors have? Because they have to pay Klay. They gotta start paying these guys, right? Yeah. I mean, are they gonna take discounts forever?
That's the thing. Klay would be the one on the chopping block of all of them. I give it maybe another three year window. They've gone to the finals 4 years in a row.
Well, how much do they need really, right?
You know, 2 year window.
Just like how did Kyrie leave just because he wanted to prove himself?
So it seemed like.
Maybe that's a Klay move.
That's a Klay move, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think it's even in Klay's character though, dude.
People could be talking in his ear. Michael Thompson's in his ear.
But he's chilling, dude.
You have like Ella rings already. That's right.
Step to the row.
He's chilling. What's he gonna do? Like, I'm just keep collecting rings.
Come to death row, son.
He gets shot.
Michael Thompson, he's a manipulator.
So where would he go then? If you're thinking forward, like
Lakers. Go to LA.
Everyone's going to the Lakers.
Everyone, set them all.
Laker 18 B team, bro.
They ain't going to the Clippers.
But Warriors, for sure. For sure.
Warriors have to get it.
Okay, final predictions for anything. Anything you guys want to address? Any final predictions? Any dark horse sleepers?
Okay.
That could dethrone either one of the East or West champions? Any players to look out for? Any final.
I'm going
to
make this prediction in February, Boogie Cousins to be traded to the Lakers.
Oh.
In February.
Possibly
going to give up Clarkson,
Randall. Any kind.
Yeah. I think they got to pull something like that. Because it's not going to work in New Orleans. And Boogie's going to be gone in February.
He's volatile too.
Because if you put that there, then that will get into the mind of LeBron and a Paul George and all those guys. They'll be like, let's see what we got here.
Here we are. Really?
Let's now give this consideration.
Is that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's going to. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, she's got the delivery.
The delivery.
Oh. What do you think here? Oh,
I like what Boston's doing, and I think they should make a move. One more. They have a trillion picks?
Oh, yeah. Millions of picks.
Luckily, they were able to get Kyrie, and I think that fell on their lap. They were God-blessed with that one, right? Yeah. But when they had a chance to get, who's the guy in the Wolves now?
On the Wolves now, what? Not Wiggins.
No, the guy from the Bulls.
Oh, Butler.
Butler. Yeah. They held out whatever. They could have had Butler and everything would have been. I don't know. It might be better now, but then they got lucky, man. But now, I think if Boston pulls something crazy, Jesus Christ, they are like... And it hurts for me to say clearly, they are a beast.
Of course,
dude. Hayward is so good. He doesn't get his just, and I don't want to say it, but he should get more.
You think so?
Yeah, he's good, man. Yeah, he's a stud.
He's just not a killer to me though.
Well, he doesn't need to. He has Kobe 2.0 right now.
Okay, and then Horford got to get out of there.
Right, Horford's that's kind of my expendable. Direction. I'm not really, he's serviceable. Easily, I take him on my team. But I mean, if you can flip that guy into something, some Ainge trade again, man, I think they're a move away to do something really special.
They have the shot, they have the young
guys.
They
have all their picks. We got to figure out, he must have like 8 picks in the next 4 years or something like that.
Well, there was always talk of Boogie going to Boston to go be with Isaiah Thomas again. Obviously, that's not going to happen.
Right. If they get Boogie, that's who I want to go.
He will be the deciding factor to take a team over the top. Boogie traded to whoever.
Yeah.
He will be traded. I'm going to say it right now. He will be traded.
Good.
Because it is inevitable. You can't keep those two.
Right.
And he's going to go and everybody's going to raise their eyebrow. So and it's
if
change
can just pull off the haul, give that to New Orleans, I think that will shake things up. And then the Warriors, they can't say that they're clear favorites. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't be even surprised if Cleveland makes a move to get Boogie. Kevin Love.
They don't have the assets to do that.
There's some stupid trades that go on. Victor Oladipo for Paul George. That happened. Yeah. Enes Kanter got traded for Melo. Granted, Melo's value not so great. But you could see some weird things going on.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just Boogie's in play. Boogie's in play for the deadline.
Mm-hmm. Is it much Lakers?
I'm excited. Finally. You know, it's been a long time coming. I think we turned the page. Hopefully,
do you buy any big baller brand shoes?
I'm debating.
Nice.
I want to get a shirt.
You need a shirt?
I gotta get a shirt. It's great. Why not? Plus, you get to watch them for free.
Yeah.
I have to pay.
Yeah. You buy a league pass?
I buy it every year.
Yeah. I used to.
I mean, they have the option where you can just buy one team now.
Wait a minute. What team is your team, Cap? You're the Clippers.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
No, I was an individual player. So I was a Heat forever because D-Wade.
Ooh. Let's pull that card.
I was AC Carter. I was a Hawaii AC Carter. Went to the Heat. D-Wade went to the Heat. D-Wade went away. D-Wade fan. Yeah. I was a G-State fan back in the day. Then after Spree left, I was kind of like, eh.
Sarunas Marcellus.
You know, I like funny like story,
I got Chris Mullin's autograph in a bathroom once.
Really?
It was a picture, and he signed it upside down. So I have an upside down Chris Mullin autograph.
Hey.
That's my Run TMC.
Wow. Yeah.
What do we feel about the Warriors fans in Hawaii?
Bunch of jokers. Bro.
A whole bunch of jokers.
Bay Area fans are the worst in Hawaii.
Right now.
Bay Area fans are the freaking worst.
All I gotta say to your Warriors fans right now, anybody out there, Sarunas Marcellonis, you tell me who that is, we'll talk.
Giant fan, when shout the Giants to, are hot, Giants fan. Oh,
shout to Billy
giant.
Owens.
Billy Owens, you tell me who that is, we'll talk.
Hawaii is the biggest bad Hawaii fans. Seattle fans.
Everybody's from the Bay. Everybody's all from the Bay. Yeah. We came from the Bay. We're going to the Bay. We're gonna eat in the Bay. We know music in the Bay.
Yeah, I like the Bay.
But you know what? The Lakers get better.
Everyone does.
The Lakers are going to get more bandwagon fans. So.
Yeah.
They're there already. Yeah. They're solidified already. So that's it.
That's it?
So, well, is that it? We've gone massively over time.
Okay, so.
That's it for our other questions.
Massively over time. I don't even know where my phone is. It's over there.
So is that it for the NBA?
We're done. NBA preview. The season is October 17th.
Sleep time's over.
That's it.
Captain the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, DJ Compose.
DJ Compose is right there. He got cut off, but Compose.
Season 6, Episode 3, NBA.
That's right. Sound the alarm. Bring it. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.